That's too bad. Mm-hmm. That's no good.
Holler. That's how the blacks say it. Holler. What is that noise? You got a mic stand going on?
Yeah. Came undone. Oops. Normal.
I don't understand. What's this little icon next to Cheryl? I've never seen it before. It's like an arrow and a circle. It must be some new
stuff. Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Means she was blocked.
I wasn't ready because we're doing this so early.
Oh, now you're complaining it's early? Fuck you.
Well, I was eating my dinner.
I'm eating mine, too. I got a $5 fill-up at KFC because everything else was, well, my Chinese was fucked. So it was only $5, and it's this huge pot pie.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's not bad.
No, it's healthy.
That's nice.
How's your vagina?
My vagina is stained Mm-hmm. I saw a picture and someone posted they were wondering how to get rid of food stains.
That was our friend who lost all the weight but still has loose skin. What's his name? Our friend?
Conti.
Conti?
Lena Nelson?
What? Who's dying?
Adam Curry.
What?
Let's get to this movie because...
Okay, hold on. I got to pull up all these things. I don't have anything open. I'm so slow.
Oh, your vagina with its stains.
Well, that's open.
Do you like the picture? Do you get it? I know Cheryl's too stupid to get it, but you get it, right?
Right, Deborah? Not even on the thing.
Yes, it is. Do you get it, Deborah? Deborah!
What?
Do you get it? Are you looking at the live
now, let me go get that.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What is that, man?
I knew you wouldn't get it. I knew you wouldn't get it.
What's Alina Wilson?
I don't know what that is. I am Curry. Chalkin'.
You eating a chalkin'?
Chalkin' pot pie. Well, I wanted Chinese. The Chinese was closed.
So
why? For Jesus.
Oh, my Lord.
Wait, so wait, man. Mm-hmm. You're eating a
golden celebrity.
I'm allowed to. It's my grum, and you don't hear me chomping.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. I don't. Yeah. Tough shit. Do you get it, Deborah?
The Hollywood celebrity.
You don't get it? You don't know who that is?
It's the lady from the movie.
No, it isn't.
Her name.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
Cheryl.
Caitlyn?
Yeah, it's Caitlyn Jenner. It's Rose Marie from the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Rose Marie's baby.
No, it's Rose Marie from the Dick Van Dyke Show.
What's a Rosemary?
You're so goddamn dumb.
What's a Dick Van Dyke? Oh, I'm too young to know what these things are.
I was in my 30s back then, but I was on drugs.
Well, you know what? I wasn't alive when that goddamn shit was on either.
Grateful to be sober today.
Listen, let's do this. Are you ready? Well, your goddamn shit.
Netflix, what's the name of this movie?
Oh, my God, are you a fucking idiot?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's been posted from us a damn way.
Movies with a girl. 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 Movies with a girl.
It was Truman going away from her. But as time went on.
You got it yet, Cheryl?
She said.
Yep.
Okay. You ready for the countdown? You ready for the countdown, both of you?
Yep.
Deborah?
Hello.
Of course.
Yep. I'm just making sure I was on a complete zero.
Movies with the girls countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
It's going to be a good grunt.
Oh, it's a big city.
This is like one of Deborah's songs.
Is that Lana Del Rey?
Mm-hmm.
Rose Murray, baby.
1968.
Is this a scary movie?
Yes.
The Halloween movie.
Co-starring John Cassavetes, the famous director, right? Didn't he have a famous kid, Cassavetes? Who did he know?
This was before the incident with Elizabeth Taylor, I believe.
I don't know. What was the...
When she was high on Quaaludes and he was like the passenger and he had jumped out of the car. It was like a big ordeal downtown San Francisco.
An orgy?
No, he had jumped out of the car. She was like, you can fly, little boy.
I had a bad acid trip based on this movie. La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la,
la, la.
I'll tell you about it later when it makes sense after you've seen it.
The Koch brother made this movie.
Cope?
Koch brother.
I think this is Griselda's house.
Miss Pharaoh's hairstyle, created by Sydney.
Looks exactly the same as
Miss Pharaoh.
I'm eating corn for dinner.
Of course you are.
It's just like one of our listeners' names. La, la, la.
Oh, shit, I'm not streaming the movie. Oh, well. Sorry.
What happened?
I didn't.
So you mad, J.J.
I was just playing Rosemary instead of the movie.
What?
It's
you ain't missing much, girl.
It's just the title. Sorry, audience.
What happened? Missed a bunch of pink font. And some flowers pissing. Or a pussy.
Somebody said, Madge, stop eating. Oh, there's Mia Farrow.
Don't you eat that cookie?
Cookie?
Look at them gams.
Are you a doctor?
Yes.
This is before she gave birth to those assholes.
What action?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Have I seen you in anything?
Let's see. I did Hamlet a while back, didn't I, Liz? And then we did the Sandpiper. And
he's joking. He was in Luther and Nobody Loves an Albatross. And a lot of television plays and commercials.
Well, that's where the money is, isn't it? The commercials.
And the artistic thrills, too. Yeah.
Doesn't this take place in the Dakota?
That's prejudice.
Was this filmed in the Dakota?
This is Rachel.
Filmed on Kodak.
Originally the smallest
press in line.
They've been broken up.
You always gotta watch the Rachel.
A 7E is a 4. Originally the back part of a 10.
They CGI'd going on the elevator?
Another bedroom for the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And two servants together for a dining room or a second bedroom.
They must have couldn't fit the camera rig in there.
We can't.
We must oil that gate, dear girl.
Yep. There's another job thanks to Obama that was lost. The elevator man.
This is before Obama was president.
No, he helped.
Who's no. Frank?
Mm-mm.
His mother was one of the people that
stopped. Just a few days ago, so nothing has been moved yet. Her son asked me to say that some of the furniture could be picked up practically for the asking.
Did she die in the apartment? Not that it makes
any difference. No. In a hospital. She'd been in a coma for weeks.
Is this the one where she was drunk and the three wives came up to her and were like, don't jump, and she jumped anyway?
Passed away without ever waking?
It's,
grateful to go that way myself.
Yeah, it's about Mormons.
Was this movie redone, man?
No, not in the apartment.
No.
It was in a miniseries.
Rachel,
Zoe, that black lady from Star Trek, the real pretty one.
A little gardening on the side.
What was that pot?
You're thinking of Mormon tales.
I just remember the first wives' club sort of having the same thing.
Oh, nice view of the park. Oh, very nice view.
Griselda's apartment.
This room. I can no longer associate myself.
Yes, yellow and white wallpaper would brighten it tremendously.
What are all these?
Mm-hmm. Like Barbara Streisand.
All your shit's still in there.
Because she's dead.
Basil?
No, Meryl.
Basil?
She's in a coma.
What's Basil?
Basil Rathbone.
Bedroom.
Horn for dinner, said American Horror Story Hotel.
Back in the hallway again. Okay. There.
Oh, look at that chiffon drapery.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So fucking ugly.
It works, of course.
Oh.
Before she died, did she explode everywhere and death?
See what she's trying to do? She's trying to get you lower the rents. Yes. Well, we raised it if we were allowed. Apartments with this kind of charm.
Uh-oh.
Locking the door.
That's odd.
It's odd.
Hmm.
There's a closet behind that secretary.
Secretary?
I'm sure there is. I think you're right.
Tom Cruise is behind it.
She moved it. It used to be there.
Hmm.
She's a smart girl.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a hand, will you?
It's a little large for that hallway.
A little large for that lady to move.
Yeah. Probably the baby, but... Well, now, who's Rosemary?
Rosemary.
Who is it? Is it that woman with the blonde?
Yes.
Fine. Yeah, fine.
If you had the Amazon stick, you could have just touched her and it would have told you who it was.
The Amazon dash button.
By herself, she was 89.
Should we open it? Maybe her son should.
I'm authorized to show
you. That was a bitch. Well, she had a hoover.
Locked in, got out.
She's a cocksucker.
She didn't need five closets.
But why would she cover up a vacuum cleaner and her towels?
I don't suppose we'll ever know.
Because Satan.
She's becoming senile after all. Is there anything else?
Yes, please. What about the laundry facilities? It's bigger than the other one.
That's what she said.
It's better located.
Yeah, that pot pie is so good.
Now, it doesn't even compare to the Marie.
That living room could be...
What?
Oh, please, let's take
the Marie,
calendar?
Yeah, the Marie calendar ones.
Write the management that you were drug addicts and litter bugs.
Have you had?
Instead, I decided to
buy it. It doesn't even compare to the Marie ones.
Except you don't have to cook it.
Wish I could talk you out of it, though.
Well, how late is it can we get? A TV dinner, pot pie versus a fast food one? Come on, now.
Bramford had rather an unpleasant reputation around the turn of the century.
Look at that piece of meat. It looks like a human leg.
Trenches conducted
their
little dietary.
Oh, but look at the play then. Oh,
these parties. Adrian Mercado lived there too. So
who's this actor? He's famous.
The Trench sisters were two proper Victorian ladies. They ate several young children, including a.
Why would you top that off? It already had some in.
Practice witchcraft. He made
bad acting
in the 90s by announcing that he'd conjured
it's
up the living
bad
devil.
Idea, moron.
Apparently people believed him, so they attacked and nearly killed him in the lobby of the Bramford.
You're joking.
Later, the
back then, people had to act, Cheryl.
In the 20s, the house was half empty.
I knew about Keith Kennedy. I didn't know that much.
Cheryl acting is simply Sarah making a goddamn...
You'll be quiet and leave her alone.
She's using simple Sarah Bakeware, though, Bramford. For that serving those carrots.
Hush. Yeah.
Awful things happen in every apartment house.
This house has a high incidence.
Why doesn't Mia look the same anymore?
59.
She's
a dead infant was found, wrapped in newspaper.
People age, Deborah.
You really rouse my appetite.
I think that's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, it's Gwyneth Paltrow. Blythe Danner, at least. She was probably even younger.
Now, when is the little husband going to put the head in the lap of the little girl?
Oh, that's Roman Polanski? Is that who you're talking about? The director, right? Isn't Roman Polanski the director of this?
I don't know.
He's the
I
one
like
that
line.
Raped the girl and had to go to France or something.
Wait, are you serious? That's who directed this?
I think so.
Oh my God, this poor lady.
Maybe
don't use the internet.
Oops, shit.
Why does she have any all these people around her?
Oh, no.
Clean those windows.
She will. She'll get to it.
Man, I had a delicious fake chicken sandwich for Denny's.
What do you mean fake?
I'm the Segardine.
Oh, no.
Segardine. What do you mean?
What do you have, vegan
like
now?
It's a chicken slider. It's delicious. Ugh. If you put buffalo sauce on it.
So it's vegan?
Yeah.
Oh, you're doing the vegan like Sarah now? Your vegetable crumbles? Meatless crumbles?
She loves meatless crumbies. Yeah, it is
all them chemicals to make it taste like meat.
It is Roman Polanski, Deborah.
Oh, my Lord, the poor lady. I like that lamp, but cut the plastic off. This is very Steve Jobsy. Remember that picture of Steve Jobs where he's sitting in the house with just the lamp?
Yeah, that's how he lived, I guess, with Buddhist.
Nude with just an old school iMac.
That's how I'm gonna live now.
Deborah, where's my iPhone you promised me?
Honey, it was mailed. It says it was activated. I got an email.
Activated?
Oh, wow.
Are they gonna fuck?
Oh, I hope so.
What's going on?
Fuck. Oh, yeah, I'd love to eat.
This is too racist.
She's gonna eat his ass out. Look at how he's sitting.
Oh,
I think she's gonna eat his ass out, honey. Is that how you like it?
Yes.
Is that how you like it? Oh, my God, I have terrible news.
Wait.
Griselda's dinner with Shelley Rabb was canceled.
Why?
Let's wait until it comes out, and then we can go to the... Take them panties off, baby.
Yeah, they got a facelift.
What is going on? This is too racy.
You start eating. I mean, come on now. You're eating food, and then all of a sudden, yeah, let's fuck.
In this horrible, empty house.
I know, and it's hardwood floors? Are they crazy? Someone's going to get a bruise. And did you see her mammy nipples?
Mammy.
She had a mammy.
Isn't that flying up?
I was at the grocery store, and they had a ice cream brand of Miami, but I didn't get it.
This is weird.
Shh, shh, shh. Creaking. This bed can be creaky.
Sisters join.
I love the little theme song.
Oh, is that milk paint?
Milk toast, like your vagina. Come. Oh my God, I used to have the same chair. My dead grandma gave it to me when she was still.
Daytona, Florida, it's the 250cc 100-mile classic with Yamaha leading the pack on the final lap. And
I love her bonnet.
JFK has just been shot.
Straight for Yamaha, a clean sweep.
I love her N bonnet.
Yamaha is race bred from
Japan. What?
Her N bonnet.
Obamacare wins again. Death camp.
Swinging world of Yamaha. Why don't you get on? Have a ride. Come on. Okay. Come on, let's go.
He's an actor. Oh, it's so modern now.
Mod.
What year did she become a cunt?
Hey, that's not an LED light bulb.
Deborah, do you know?
Yep.
What year did Mia Farrow become cunt?
Why is she a cunt?
This is
I don't understand how she looks so good, but then I seen her the day and she didn't look like this.
Because she aged. That's different.
I thought this was a new movie.
Well, I don't age. I'm 24. Perpetually.
Is she on the island?
I don't see any resemblance. Do you know her?
Look at that hair hopper. Oh, my Lord.
My name is Terry Gianofrio. Nice to meet you.
She looks like
a house. We're new tenants here. I'm staying with the cast of Vets.
That's a hair hopper.
I'm their guest.
Is that
sort of
gross?
Since June.
She's got roaches in her hair.
That part of yours. For goodness sake, she took the old
Okay, so this is the Dakota, where this is filmed,
Gardenia.
Which is where John Lennon was shot.
He was a good friend of the cast.
He lived here.
Is that where she lives?
No. But this is where John Lennon lived when he was shot. A lot of famous people live here.
It's a sign. Well, they got some ugly washers.
He's an actor.
Oh, look, she's using Downey.
Woodhouse. He was in Luther, and Nobody Loves an Albatross, and he does a lot of television and radio.
Elvis.
Gee, I watch TV all day long. I'll bet I've seen him.
Oops.
Why do they got fences between the washers? People trying to steal them?
Because they're lesbians.
Say, listen, why don't we come down here together regular and do our laundry?
Finger each other.
That'd be great.
Yeah, take your top off.
Come down here regular.
She looks like she's about to get nippy, doesn't she?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. Isn't it? Put my weight in there and smoke it.
She looks like Simply Sarah if she wasn't huge.
Yeah. Is that Wade? Just a little chiffon, honey.
I hope it works. It's a beautiful charm, though. I've never seen anything like it. European.
I've got pigtails.
The Cassavetes are the most wonderful people in the world, bar none. You know, they pick me up off the sidewalk, literally. Starving and on dope, doing a lot of other things.
What did she say about them? Like they're also trying to exterminate the Jews.
At first, I thought they wanted me for some kind of a sex thing, but they've turned out to be like real grandparents. It's nice to know there are people like that. When you hear so much about apathy and people who are afraid of getting
I love the way she speaks.
I'd be dead now if it wasn't for them. That's an absolute fact. Dead or in jail. You don't have any family that could have helped you? A brother in the Navy.
Why'd she keep doing it?
Judy Garland lived there too.
Oh my God, no. Shame.
Must be the partition.
That's the back part of the original.
Could you imagine living in an apartment with Judy Garland all the time? Talking.
Like you.
I watched that video you sent me the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my Lord, it was good though, but talking good. And talking. Shut up.
And Barbara had like her real New York accent then before she, you know, got fancy.
Yeah, where she's like, fa, 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 fa.
Oh, listen, there's the music.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
Scary, man.
Are you scared?
Simply scared.
Do you need
like that top.
Do you need your black to comfort you?
I do.
Yeah. We don't want gays. Burn them. Harvey Milk.
Get back now, will you please? Get back. There's nothing to see.
Get back, will you, please?
Oh, my. The eyeball.
Is that the same lady that was in
get
the...
Get back.
Yes.
You know her.
She's missing an eyeball.
Terry. Terry what?
Roll. She's got an apple eye Roll. Now. It's wireless.
That's nice. We invented the eye.
We're staying with some people named Castaway 78.
Yeah, we got that already.
Short and sweet.
He had a fancy wall. Is he black or tan?
Teresa Gianofrio.
Move on. Move on.
You knew her?
Only slightly.
Why is he rubbing his nipple? Oh.
Well, there's Ruth Gordon.
You folks, the cast of beds on the seventh floor?
We are.
Oh, honey, lay off the rouge.
Teresa Gianofrio living with you?
We do. What's wrong? Is the being
Say Tammy. Tammy Faye Baker.
Bad news.
Ruth Gordon, she won the Oscar for this.
Jumped out of the window.
Not for makeup.
It's a mistake.
Artie, you want to let these folks take a look, please?
I knew this would happen. She got deeply depressed every 3 weeks or so. I told my wife about it, but she poo-pooed me.
I love the chiffon.
She's a very happy girl with no reason for self-destruction. She must have been cleaning the windows or something.
She wasn't cleaning windows at midnight.
Why not? Maybe she was.
Is that her handwriting?
Why are you wearing a swim cap?
It's a chiffon hairpiece, honey.
Thank you.
You think everything's made of chiffon?
That is a chiffon coconut pie hairpiece.
She's so happy.
Who's the next to kid?
It does look like coconut pie.
Didn't she have a brother?
I like those little pieces off the Walmart bags.
In the Navy.
News to me.
Do you know where he's stationed?
No, I don't.
Where?
She mentioned him to me in the laundry room. I'm Rosemary Woodhouse.
We don't have a laundry room.
7E.
I feel just
we have mains that do that.
She seems so happy.
Yeah, like mains.
She said wonderful things about you and your husband. How grateful she was.
Thank you.
Know anything else about this brother except he's in the Navy?
No, I don't.
It should be easy to find him.
I'm so stunned. So sorry.
Yeah, such a...
I'm so stunned.
Donations. Ting Ting reminded me. Donations, Ting Ting. Donations, Ting Ting.
What's a Ting Ting?
He's one of our fans.
Hello.
Ting Ting.
I don't know, she looks like a little boy.
Not really.
Somewhere.
Did you see that BuzzFeed thing about the girl that became a guy and she took pictures every day and they showed her?
No.
Yeah, it was
pretty she's funny. On acid. She dropped it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
You like the special effects?
Oh, she's dreaming?
Yeah.
It's just like a Madonna video.
That was me. I didn't authorize this.
That was a nun.
Oh, Licorice Pirate is here. I haven't seen her in forever.
Oh, now, instead of having to start all over from scratch.
Well, hey, honey.
I told you not to tell her in advance. I told you she wouldn't be open-minded.
Faggots.
I told Sister Veronica about the windows, and she withdrew the school from the competition.
God what? Damn it.
What?
Ustream fail.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. May I come in a minute?
Yes, of course. Please do.
I just come over to thank you for saying those nice things to us the other night.
Oh, no, please.
Poor
no,
Terry. We thought maybe we failed her some way. Though her note made it crystal clear. And she'll never know how helpful it was in such a shock moment. So I do thank you. Roman does, too. Roman's my hubby.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could help.
Yeah. Well, she was cremated yesterday. Now we better forget and go on.
Well, they burned her fast.
Children of her own, you have any?
No, we don't.
Well, there you go.
Did she have cancer?
Oh, that's nice. Look how you put the table, isn't that
enough? Oh, that's gorgeous.
I saw it in a magazine.
Oh, my nice picture.
Actually, that does look, I mean, they mind the yellow, but it looks good for
that's
today.
Nice. Where is it? That's the TV room?
Mm-hmm.
Well, only temporarily. It's going to be a nursery.
Oh, you're pregnant?
No, not yet.
Is that Cindy Lauper?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, you're young and healthy. You'll have lots of children.
We plan to have three.
what you did to this apartment. The woman had it before. Was it
and this is before Quaaludes were outlawed, right?
Oh, yeah. Did she? You two had some long talks together in the laundry room.
Why do you ask?
Oh, this is her, the way she's acting.
Oh, it looks so much brighter.
She's just Jewish.
You pick a chair like that.
Oh.
Well,
it does look very nice.
I think about $200.
Minus the yellow and green.
That's how New Yorkers talked before they became
he's an actor.
Loved
rich hipsters.
I knew it. I said it to Roman yesterday. He's so good looking. What movies was he in?
He
was in two plays called Luther and
Movies with the Girl.
And a lot of television and radio.
Listen, Rosemary. I got a 2-inch thick sirloin steak. Sit and defrost and write this
Downtown silicone.
This tonight. What do you say?
Oh, no, we couldn't.
Why not?
No, really.
Why not?
You listen, it'd be a real help to us. First night we'll be alone since.
She sounds like
Cindy.
Are you
sure it wouldn't be too much trouble for you?
Help her?
Trouble?
She
bought
it. Yeah, it's her.
All right, you go ahead and count.
She reversed. She aged backwards.
Listen, this is special effect makeup.
Oh, here's your mail. Now, Ed.
Thank you.
Nosy, Mrs. Castevetz.
Hope you don't mind applying for a credit card, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo.
Not him. Oh.
Oh, yeah, slap something that ain't there. It ain't gonna make it grow.
Ting Ting says, wanna ride a bone, honey?
Oh, yes. No.
Donald Baumgart got that part.
Oh, but say, said Obama.
Cheryl, do you use the Samsung Pay yet?
Yeah.
You like it?
No, I don't.
You can use it at any terminal, though.
It's a bad play, anyway.
Yeah, even if it falls out of town, it's a good
oh, that bear looks good.
Looks like piss. So frosty. Horrible.
Mrs. Castevet was here.
Why is she walking like that?
For what I said about Terry.
She don't have no legs.
She is the nosiest person I've ever seen. You know, she actually asked the prices of things.
Okay.
So the bride didn't make her take the crust off.
She invited us to have dinner.
Oh, I love that cigarette ashtray.
Okay.
Look at it. Such
Jesus,
an art piece.
We don't have to do that, do we, honey?
Yeah. I think they're lonely.
Think about it back in the day, you know, kids used to make cigarette trays for the, you know, the...
It was my childhood, so don't even, like, make like it's that long ago.
Well, it wasn't. I'm saying I remember some girls from the school not too long ago making that out of clay.
I used to have a job where I could smoke at my desk, and I did.
We'll go.
No, oh my God.
We don't have to if you don't want to. That sounds so phony, but
it's my fantasy for today.
Be my good deed for today.
You dream about it.
Yeah, I tan at my days.
Okay, but only if you want to. And we'll make it clear that it's just for this.
I got one of those stand-up tanners in my office. Sometimes the kids come in, it's a knock of them.
Come on in.
Freeze your mind.
Oh, come on.
I'm glad you could come, Guy.
It's interesting how they mix up the names. Like, her husband's name is Roman. The director is Roman Polanski, and her last name is Castevets. And his last name is Castevetes.
Okay, everything in the house is gorgeous, but that table is way too small.
Generally, I pour these out precisely as a bartender, don't I, Minnie?
They're all alcoholics.
But this evening, I made a little too much and rather...
Oh, it's a pink chiffon.
No, no, no.
What's
it?
Her name's Minnie.
Mrs. Woodhouse.
Why do you think everything is chiffon?
Mr. Woodhouse.
It's a pink chiffon chiffon.
Oh, you're right, it is.
Have you ever tasted
that dress?
Did you see that at the chiffon conference?
They're very popular in Australia.
I would have burned it.
To our guests, welcome to our home. Cheers.
Cheers.
Carpet.
Oh, dear.
Brand new carpet.
It's ugly already.
Do you come from Australia?
Oh, no. I'm from right here in New York City. I've been there, though. I've been everywhere.
Honey, is she dumb? Do you hear an Australian accent?
I've been there,
though.
Go ahead. Name a place. Fairbanks, Alaska.
I've been there.
Been all over Alaska. Yes, Fairbanks, Juneau, Anchorage, Nome, Sitka, Seward. I spent 4 months there.
Where are you from?
Fairbanks. Well,
I'm from Omaha. Guy's from Baltimore.
Look at the cigarette lighter.
Baltimore is, too.
Where?
Right there, that thing in front of her
name. Oh, I thought it was a vase.
No, that's a cigarette. Back then, you know, it was like an art form. You wanted to have, like, very cute
that's
cigarette ashtrays, cigarette lines.
That's true.
Oh, she's got a chiffon. Look at that.
That's true.
Where the newspapers are on strike.
I hear he's going to postpone
those peas. Burn them.
They can hardly cut the meat.
Now, that's not silverware, but the plate's ugly.
Well, the steak is the neighbor who died.
All religions.
I think we're offending Rosemary.
Yeah. No.
Oh, you're not religious, my dear, are you?
Well, I was brought up a Catholic. Now I don't know.
You looked uncomfortable.
Well, he is the Pope.
Well, now, you don't need to have respect for him because he pretends that he's holy. Now, that's a good point.
Yeah. Sylvia, is that what you're saying?
Robes and jewels.
Yeah. A picture of the hypocrisy behind organized religion was given, I thought, in Luther. Did you ever get to play that leading part, Guy?
Me? No.
Oh, weren't you Albert Finney's understudy?
No.
Well, that's strange. I remember being struck by a gesture you made in checking in the program to see who you were.
Program.
Slow down. You never ate before,
well,
fatty.
I'm not sure now. It was a reaction.
I did a thing with my arms when Luther was having a fit. It was a kind of involuntary reach.
That's it. That's it. It had a wonderful authenticity to it.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean it.
Who eats that fast?
A theatrical producer. In my early years, was spent in the company of Mrs. Fisk, Forbes, Robertson, Modjeska.
Guy?
Is she on math?
Please.
You have a most interesting inner quality, Guy. It appears in your television work, too. It should take you a long way indeed, provided, of course, that you get those initial breaks.
Yeah, well, I think she's on math.
Are you preparing for a
Who's
show
transgender
now?
In the chat room?
Well, I'm up for a couple of parts.
I don't know.
Well, I can't believe that you won't get them.
Well, I can.
I'd like to have a spice garden someday.
Oh, I like
that. I guess I'm a country girl at
spice
home.
Spice girls.
The little solar ovens thing.
Yeah, sisters. Ovens.
Your sister's married?
Mm-hmm.
They have children?
One has children. One has four.
Well, there's a chance you'll have lots of children.
Did they not have dishwashers back then?
I've got 16.
They probably didn't have one there.
Someone up there, there's no vocal fry. Really upsetting, these movies.
You have vocal fry, though, Cheryl.
Fine.
Oh, now this fine here.
Yeah, found a slur.
Pink chiffon skirt girdle.
Oh, lovely. Velvety smoke.
You stop bending Guy's ears with your Jessica stories. He's only listening because he's polite.
No. It's drop. Very interesting, Mrs. Smith.
Gonna drop the ash on the floor.
Okay.
Terrific. Just terrific.
Goodbye, darling.
Thank
goodbye.
You for
having
us. Goodbye,
darling.
Goodbye. About that steak, huh?
Oh, my God. And the cake. How did you eat two pieces?
Out of politeness, that's how I eat two pieces.
My favorite one is the one movie that's like, it's in Manhattan, the one that has Joy Behar in it, directed by,
The View.
Beautiful.
Her husband.
Barbara Walters.
Nice, maybe they'll will it to us.
Guess what they have in their bathroom?
Oh, they have an AC unit in their window.
No.
A book and a hook right next to the toilet.
Oh, my Lord, that shag carpet.
The stories are pretty damn
I love shag.
Oh,
it's so hard to clean.
I heard it from
stuck in Malia.
It's making me want
to go out. And here's some more.
So much dust.
Yes.
You both are. That's what you have in common. You're both OCD.
I thought we were going to do something with Joan and Dick
Jellicoe. Because
that definitely.
You both are.
We'll see them next week.
It's true.
Donations.
You don't have to come along if you don't.
Clean ones.
You can stay here.
I keep forgetting.
We need to support your higher education at a community college.
Is that Miss Piggy and the painting hanging on the wall?
Why, so everybody can get shot?
Look, it's Miss Piggy, y'all, on the wall. Yeah. See?
What do you mean?
No, I don't.
Look where his arm is. It's Miss Piggy.
The hook's in the wall and clean space.
Hold on, he's going to move.
One picture that is there doesn't fit.
Move!
I didn't notice that.
See?
It looks like a hamster.
Oh, she's a little schoolgirl now.
You like that, Deborah? Do you like that? Are you going to touch yourself about it?
Yeah. Oh, it's made out of alpaca hair. Oh,
that's rug hook. She rug hooks. I used to rug hook.
And she's kind of got a left hook.
That couch looks like it smells. I think it has cum stains.
And it's not even comfortable. It's going to make her head hurt.
Right. Her head will fall asleep.
I've been seeing one MacBook in this whole movie. That's so strange.
Well, it wasn't sponsored.
Oh, dear, we're bothering you, are we? That's my dear friend, Laura Louise McGoody. Lives up at 12.
Blasted.
Laura Louise is his guy's wife, Rosemary.
Hello, Rosemary, and welcome to the brand.
Oh, my Lord, it's Rosie O'Donnell.
Come in.
Of course,
please. Yes, they are going.
This is right before she made that retarded girl movie.
My favorite.
Isn't that beautiful?
It came this morning.
Are you
all right?
Yeah.
You look warm.
From Goodwill. Oh, I'm fine. She's sitting on her book.
And you're up and around? On my birthday, I experienced such pain, I couldn't move, eat, or anything. Dan used to give me gin through a straw to kill the pain.
They come in somebody's house and start knitting.
Right. Yeah. They're much healthier than we were, thanks to vitamins, better medical care. What are those things over there, seat covers?
Cushions for the window seats.
Oh, yeah.
This is how Cheryl is if she visits.
This does, yeah, this I can, comes I over can imagine.
Playing with her laps.
Before I forget.
You'd be nice,
this
man.
For you from Rome and then me.
For me?
Just a little present is all.
Come just a few vodka.
There's no reason.
It's real old. It's over 300 years.
It's lovely.
Yeah, the green inside is called tannis root. That's for good luck.
Tannis
root. Like a man. Look at it. Just like a man in drag.
It didn't work for the neighbor, did it?
Did the blood get in?
Oh, you'll get used to the smell before you know it.
Yeah, go on.
Is our resident demon consultant Troy in the room?
Were
your
stories as
interesting
as last night?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't think
you
about
that.
All right. I got a present.
She's very snobby about moving.
It was Terry's.
Mm-hmm. No kidding. Kind of pretty, though.
She only likes Criterion Collection.
Aren't you going to wear it?
No, he likes this movie a lot. I think he thought it was
called Tennis
too good for us because we'll desecrate it.
Well, we're only taking apart the social aspect commentaries of the chiffon.
That's Love. Right. You're so intelligent, Deborah.
Tannis, anyone?
Look, if you took it, you ought to wear it.
Put it in
it's
your
actually,
vagina.
It's actually painless.
Just smoke it.
Put it in your cunt. Put it in your cunt.
Make it smell good.
That's a pretty table, though, you have to admit.
Yeah, the table is not the chairs.
No, I like the chairs. It's
I like the candles, though.
Ooh, look at that. It's right before the 70s went all space age.
Yeah. It's yeah, antique meats, browns and yellows.
Look at that! How the camera moves.
Oh, God! No.
Some skill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, poor guy.
Train track. What is that? Bricks painted white.
He's getting high, and he's going to get his asshole fucked from the meat thinner.
He is.
It's like
he's
poppers.
She caught him.
Yes, I would.
She's going to dildo him.
Oh, is that Steve Jobs with the turtleneck and blue jeans?
Yeah, yeah.
I hate to get it that way.
He's holding his iPhone. Yeah.
What is he holding, man?
My agent about that.
Poppers.
Either.
I told you.
No, the other hand.
Alan
come,
Stone.
Come, Christ can't
I'm sure
come.
There won't be any problem, Mr.
VCR head cleaner.
Come on. Against his ear.
It's a Thank phone, you, honey. Weiss.
What's an iPhone?
It's a rotary telephone.
Guy? What is it?
Snickerdoodle.
Obama was re-elected.
Donald Baumgart. He's gone blind. He woke up yesterday and he can't see.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've got the part. It's a hell of a way to get it.
Mr. Baumgarten?
Yeah, we all know he fucked himself to the top.
I have to get out and walk around.
Yeah, I understand. Go ahead.
So he was the understudy. Well, that's a pretty scene right there.
With the girdle?
It's a fascinating part. He'll really be noticed.
Oh, his panties.
He also has an offer for a lead in the television series Miami Beach. He's suddenly very
Do you think
hot.
He have apron belly stain?
Now I understand why you're so overjoyed.
Well, it's a difficult period in his life. A challenge.
I see.
You know how actors are. They're all a bit self-centered.
Actors.
I bet even Laurence Olivier is vain and self-centered.
Mr. Castevets, do you want to play Hitler with me?
Part. He's got to work with crutches, and naturally, he's preoccupied.
Perhaps.
Well, preoccupied.
What's wrong with her vagina?
You had another suicide up there at Happy House.
Oh, it's the lady that is Vogue magazine.
It was that girl I told you about. The drug addict who was rehabilitated by this old couple, the Castevets. I'm sure I told you that.
Lindsay.
They didn't rehabilitate her very successfully, it seems.
Girls. Did she say girls?
Mm-hmm. I love the sound effects that they obviously recorded after the movie.
They call that Foley.
Mm-hmm. Foley catheter.
I've been a creep.
Yep.
It's from wearing a
I love the rants, though.
You like that. You like those catheters in your vagina.
You're bound to feel two ways about it.
Even if I'm Mr. Young.
What they call it, chroma film or whatever.
Photochrome.
Yes, I have. Yeah. I've been tearing my hair out over my career. Let's have a baby. All right? Let's have three babies, one at a time, all right?
Yeah.
A baby, you know. Mama, dad, dad.
Say it, Cheryl.
You mean it?
Yeah,
sure,
he wants to squirt his jizz.
I figured out the right time to start. Look.
Phil.
Little girl.
You really mean it, really?
No, I'm kidding. Sure, I mean it.
You really mean I don't have to swallow that nasty stuff
for
no more?
For God's sakes, don't cry, all right?
I won't.
Why was he... His mouth wasn't moving. And that voice...
Man, yeah, has she been tracking her period?
Yeah, period blood.
Time.
Why do you ask me? You think I'm the expert in periods?
Well, it looks like he pointed to the calendar and said something about the right time.
All girls have periods, Jill.
The pain!
Good grief.
Now you're finna die.
What? Oh, no, that's a bad idea.
Nobody but nobody has a fire tonight.
Yeah, fuck me on this shag. Fuck me on
it. Gorgeous. I hope we have the coldest winter ever.
Ting Ting wants to chew on his large nose. He's like, that's
nice.
Is the leftovers on tonight? Is that Sunday, the leftovers?
Man.
What?
Did you see the Datsun's Doge?
Yeah, very nice.
It looks like a large Trotsky.
Yeah. Lord.
Hi, guys. How are you?
No, don't let her in. Not tonight.
Are they gonna fuck?
Not now.
You sound like Phil.
They on the fuck?
No.
Yeah? What are you girls doing?
So nice to you.
I gotta go.
Who says it's not the ESP?
You gotta go.
Anonymous, you shall have the dessert after all. Mousse au chocolat, or as many calls it, chocolate mouse.
All this fucking food, though, there ain't all this fatty food. They're gonna be bloated and she's gonna shit all over his dick.
But she's got a cunt turd, Debbie.
She's not gonna shit on his dick. She has a vagina.
Oh, I thought you'd made a baby that way.
Yeah, that's why vaginas have women attached to them.
That's why I've never made a baby when you put it in there.
Yeah.
Small spoon for a big girl.
School for girls.
But I'm saying they're still going to be bloated and belching while he's pummeling her.
I'm hungry. I want to eat that.
She going to fart?
I don't feel so good.
Has an undertaste.
Yeah, all that dairy, it's not going to be good.
Undertaste.
Like
undetectable.
I don't get it.
He's going to Bill Cosby or it's a pudding pop. Run!
There is.
Come on, the old bat slaved all day. Now eat it.
I didn't like it.
It's delicious.
I didn't like
it. You can have mine.
All right, don't eat it. There's always something wrong.
Oh,
calm the fuck down.
Look, if you really can't stand it, just don't eat it.
It's delicious.
He just wants to
record. No undertaste at all.
It's that AIDS sweetener they had back then. You remember that? The AIDS chocolate?
Yep.
She's putting it inside of her pussy. Look at this.
No, she's feeding it.
She's going to have a blast.
Oh, I shit myself.
Do I get a gold star?
Get two of them. I'm sorry if I was stuffy.
Why would your napkin have poop on it?
It's the Pope at Yankee Stadium.
Is that the one? Which one? Is that John Powell? That.
No. I think it'd be Pope Paul then, wouldn't it?
Oh, it was drugged.
Just throw it away.
That's a great spot for my Yamaha commercial.
We'd like to give you a brief summary of today's historic
happenings. Pope Paul VI arrived at 9:27. Oh, Pope Paul, yeah.
That's yeah, do the hustle. What do, is it? Do.
Easy.
Donations.
All that booze?
Yes.
Didn't eat anything all day before dinner, huh?
So let's drive. If he still wants to fuck or something's wrong with him. I ain't never seen this before, by the way.
Me either. I thought I had.
Is that chenille? I think that is chenille. Oh, no. The bedspread. Chenille. The captain and chenille.
It looks like a doll.
Oh, is that what Bill Cosby's people? Oh.
Nice.
Sleep is what you need. Good night's sleep.
Roman Polanski.
You have to make a baby.
Oh, well. We'll do it.
We'll do it.
Tomorrow, there's plenty of time.
You look so creepy there.
Tick-tock. Tick-tock.
I'm on a brooch with America.
Oh, is that JFK?
A brooch?
Mm-hmm, a brooch. What's the most important thing about staying, about being in a brooch? Staying in the brooch.
Life preserver?
Mm-hmm.
And this is how it happened. The island of Gilligan.
It's Captain Bell.
It's Gilligan Island crew.
Why are you taking them off?
He's raping her.
Make you more comfortable?
I am more comfortable.
Sleep raw.
Sleep raw?
Yeah. She's going to bareback him. Or the other way around, I guess. Look at them titty.
He has so much room to Braun Sagan. He's going to fuck her ass.
This is what
Woody Allen she's going to duty everywhere.
This is what Woody and Allen did to her.
It's white. Whoop.
I've seen yapples.
What?
Yapples.
She's so skinny.
This is like a Simply Sarah video. There's no audio.
Isn't Hutch coming with us?
Catholics only. I wish we weren't bound by these prejudices, but
normal.
Unfortunately.
Catholics only.
Woohoo.
Wedding ring off.
Rape on.
Little girl.
Oh, it's the leftovers.
Yeah. Are they in the Sistine Chapel?
Oh, Lord, that was the one that has the downs.
Now, this movie is long. Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Why? Typhoon! It killed 55 people in London!
I went to the doctor yesterday and they told me I had typhus.
Look at that ass.
It looks so real.
You better go down below, miss.
Woofed. Voofed. Voofed.
Oh, it's just her career on fire.
Oh, it's a mattress. Remember when we used to be into mattresses?
Yeah, you can eat it.
Oh, they're all naked.
she's a witch, Harry Potter. This is before Hollywood had work done. Oh, look at Cher.
She's awake, she sees.
She don't see. As long as she ate the mouse, she can't see nor hear. She's like dead now. Sing.
I want to see them tits.
Yeah.
Why don't we get to see her?
I'm sorry to hear you aren't feeling well. It's only the mouse bite. You'd better have your legs tied down.
Is that Jackie O?
Convulsions.
Yeah.
He says so. There's always a chance it was rabbit. If the music bothers you, let me know, and I'll have it stopped. Please don't change the program.
See, this is what the Republicans think goes on at Planned Parenthood.
It'll be way up
on
dead.
Well, it is, Debbie.
Stop eating.
Lord have mercy. Somebody give her some termopration. Oh, those hands. It's Sylvia. Sylvia's talents is for her.
I think we can just ask Annie to ask for some termopration.
Why is it green? Is this blizzard of ours?
This is no dream. This is really happening.
Fucked up, man.
I tell you, you have been bitten by a mouse.
Yes. That's why I couldn't come to see you.
Oh, my Lord, she's being
right. That's all right. We wouldn't want you to jeopardize your health.
Am I forgiven, Father?
Oh, absolutely.
No. Oops.
Apple Pay, it worked.
Hey, tonight.
That was the Apple Ring. That hasn't even been invented yet.
Did you get it?
It went through. No. Oh, there it goes.
Eat out.
Eat out.
Oh, I will.
Eat it out. Did she want him to eat it out?
I wonder how they got together, though. Was this a ploy in the beginning, since he was there raping her?
9:10.
Raping.
What time did I go to sleep?
You didn't go to sleep. You passed out. From now on, you get
milk.
Cocktails or wine, not cocktails and wine, huh?
The dreams I had.
Uh-oh. Why do I have scratches on the girl?
Don't yell. I already filed them down. I didn't want to miss baby night.
You.
And a couple of my nails were ragged. And it was kind of fun in a necrophile sort of way.
Necrophile?
I dreamed what? Someone was raping me.
What?
Someone inhuman.
Thanks a lot.
See, this was when rape was fine.
Yeah. Normal.
I raped you. Don't worry.
Why'd she got an extra vertebrae?
It was the night.
We could have done it this morning or tonight. Last night wasn't the only split second.
Oh, I was a little bit loaded myself, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, rape.
Rape, no big deal.
Yeah, rape. Why aren't you giving it to me up the ass, too, honey? It's Griselda.
Excuse me.
Oh, my God, her hair. Is it plastic?
It looks dirty.
Oh, hello there. Do you like it?
Oh, yeah.
I think I'll put a little too much cream and cocoa.
Is that how you like
it? It's delicious. You'll have to give me the recipe.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Oh, listen, you're going shopping. Do
never
it
for
me. Will you give me six
cents? Honey, if I was trying to go straight to Planned Parenthood.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Bye-bye. How's it?
Don't you think we ought to talk about it?
Oh, yeah, so I brought up a good point. Heather, when you're married, you know, it's not right then, you know.
That's true.
You haven't?
Sure I have. Now, what is it? What's the matter?
Why's she got a big button?
Well, you raped me, and Satan's giving me a baby.
What is it?
Nothing. Know.
Look, honey, I know I've been preoccupied with the part and all, but it is important.
You're fucking right,
man. It doesn't mean I don't love you.
Geico. That's a big button she has. Is that Chopin?
Due on Friday.
Excuse me?
Who's the
shopping?
What?
Oh, that's one of those vacuum coffee makers.
That pencil your Geico.
Those are neat, y'all. The vacuum coffee maker
thing.
You're
getting me all jumpy.
It's
only been 2 days.
Does Sarah have one?
When will I know?
Maybe.
The coffee gets cold.
Oh, he has an Apple Watch.
It's Charles Grodin.
Oh, he's cute. She should be fucking him, but she's so cold.
Dead now, Debbie.
Oh, yes. How is she?
She's fine.
Oh, it's him. Jesus, I thought, damn, he looks good for his age.
Charles Grodin.
I know, he's the one from the Beethoven movies.
What's a Grodin?
He's the dad from Beethoven.
I've never seen them. I just remember he was on Saturday Night Live a lot as a host.
They did real things back then. They really stamped her.
You enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Good.
I'm looking like it.
It looks like that arm's fake. Oh. It's the first time she had an angel in there.
Dr. Hill?
Congratulations.
Really?
Really.
Now, when can I abort it?
You there? yes.
You didn't have the test that you just piss on.
Little, you come see me next month.
Or the dollar store.
One a day. I'll mail you forms for the hospital.
When
I'll mail you
be?
The form.
It works out to be June 28th.
That sounds so far away.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, one more thing, Miss Woodhouse. We'd like another blood sample.
Oh, yes,
of course.
Take
it down.
What for?
Nurse
from the black man.
Drop by and see her.
But I am pregnant, aren't I?
Oh, yes. It's just for blood sample, blood sugar and so forth. Nothing to be concerned about. You're pregnant. Don't worry.
All right. Well, I'll come in on Monday.
All right. Now, don't forget the pills.
No, I won't.
Goodbye,
Miss Woodhouse. Goodbye, Dr. Hill.
You gotta pick the pills up from Dr. Cosby.
What? I think it's gone.
Blood. Hello,
what's
honey.
That?
Hello, honey. Hi, honey.
Oh! That's great! That's just great.
Father.
Mother.
What the fuck was it?
Guy?
Guy,
listen. Let's
whatever appeal.
Girls.
A new openness and talking to each other because we
so
haven't
school.
Been open.
At the school.
That's true. I've been so goddamn self-centered. That's what the whole trouble is. And you know I love you, don't you, Ro? I do. I swear to God, I'm gonna be as open.
It's
as...
my fault as much as
no,
yours.
No, Bull, it's mine. Now you bear with me, and I'm gonna try and do better.
I think they need a new phone,
Guy.
Man. She's gonna have a rape baby.
What?
Fine way for parents to be carrying on. Hey, you know what I'd love to do?
What?
Fuck yeah.
Roman. Oh, I know. It's supposed to be a deep, dark secret, but I've already told them that we were trying. They were so pleased.
Tell them.
Back in 2 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Is that an LED?
Can't wait to tell my Satan mother.
You're pregnant.
Call no abort.
Ta-da! What's your zip code, honey?
Oh, good news. Oh, honey, congratulations.
Here's some alcohol to drink.
Our best wishes, Rosemary.
Thank you very much.
We have more peace than we can say. We didn't have any champagne on hand, but this will do just as nicely.
Oh, when are you
she's pregnant,
you
honey.
Before that.
Oh, it's going to be so exciting.
You
listen,
didn't
dear,
care
the
then.
Doctor.
Oh, yes.
Smoke.
One of the top obstetricians is a dear friend of ours, Abe Saperstein, delivers all the society babies.
Abe Saperstein? One of the finest obstetricians in the country.
Wasn't he on Open End a couple of years ago?
That's right.
Well?
What about Dr. Hill?
Oh, don't worry about Hill. I'll tell him something. You know me?
Yeah.
Listen, they want to a blood test. Dr. Hill, nobody ever heard of. The best is what you're going to have, young lady. Where's your telephone, huh?
It's in the bedroom.
He's a brilliant man. Very sensitive. Rose, sit down, sit down.
No, I'm fine.
Is her hair pink? Hey,
Minnie. Fine. Listen, Abe, a dear friend of ours just found out today she's pregnant.
Pregnant.
I'm in her apartment right now. And we told her you'd be glad to take care of her. You wouldn't charge her any of fancy society prices, neither. Well, just wait a minute. Rosemary, tomorrow morning at 11?
All right.
Yeah, 11's fine, Abe. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you too. No, not at all. All right, well, let's hope so.
She needs vaginal rejuvenation.
What? There you
are. Hey, thanks a million,
yes,
Minnie.
I don't know how to thank you, both of you.
Just have a fine, healthy baby, that's all. My, I can't
believe
it.
Oh, please don't tell anyone else, not right away.
No, she's right. There's plenty
she
of time.
She just not came back.
Now to a fine, healthy baby. Here, here.
Here.
Auntie. Auntie.
Is it
Susan?
Simply?
If the devil raped me, do I still have to have the baby?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then it's going to be the devil. You just got to have it, honey.
You know, lots of rape babies have done really good things.
You still got to have the rape baby so we can grow up and shoot it with a gun.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't even have to grow up very much.
I liked your Walmart comment where you were like, when people have the guns at Walmart, they can just shoot them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, her math.
Why is she putting it on now?
Craig. To save the baby.
Please don't read books.
Nope.
No pregnancy was ever exactly like the ones described in the books. And don't listen to your friends either.
Yeah.
No two pregnancies are ever alike.
Yeah.
Dr. Hill prescribed vitamin pills.
No pills.
No pills.
Minnie Castevet has a herbarium. I'm going to have her make a daily drink for you that'll be fresher, safer, and more vitamin-rich than any pills on the market.
Yeah.
Any questions you have, call me night or day. Call me, not your Aunt Fanny. That's what I'm here for.
Do you have a herbarium? Fanny.
What's in it? Snips and snails and puppies, dog's tails.
What the fuck?
That's fine, but what if we want a girl?
Do you?
Looks like an Oreo McFlurry.
The devil.
Well, there you are.
No, really, what is in it?
A raw egg, gelatin, herbs,
tennis root.
Remember that? Remember
tennis root. Thing? We'll love that.
Thousand so Island dressing, it looks like it.
You want to be stupid, be non-violent stupid.
Oh, she's a lesbian.
No one. Especially not your fat wife. I'm a hopeless cripple.
He's a method actor.
What's that?
Lesbian.
I've been to Vidal Sassoon.
No.
This was a big deal. This was like the beginning of short hair, right?
Guy.
Wasn't this like...
I have a pain.
Short hair. I remember.
Yeah, it was like a...
Just now?
A big fashion
since
thing.
Monday. A sharp pain.
Well, did you see Saperstein?
I'm seeing him on Wednesday.
Well, this is ridiculous. I mean, why don't you see Saperstein? I mean, why don't you say anything?
I see him Wednesday regular.
An entirely natural expansion of the pelvis. You can fight it with ordinary aspirin.
I was afraid it might be an ectopic pregnancy.
Ectopic? I thought you weren't going to read books, Rosemary.
It was staring at me in the drugstore.
And all it did was worry you. Will you go home and throw it away, please?
I will.
The pains will be gone in 2 days.
Women should not rape.
Should not rape?
Oh, look. One of the words was cod.
Really?
Horrible.
Yeah.
Ooh, woofed.
That carpet looks hard.
So hard.
I like her little booties.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's gonna die.
My vagina itches. Burns.
It's done yet. I'm so tired.
Why'd we start so early, Madge?
A black store hasn't done the dishes.
That's why you buy Simply Chinette.
God. Ruin the earth.
You look great.
It's that haircut that looks off.
Yeah.
If you want the truth, honey, that's the worst mistake you ever made.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Oh, fuck you, cock.
Oh, she's pissed.
What is that, Scrabble?
It's meat, not Scrabble. What are you talking about?
Why even cook it?
Who eats that shit?
Lesbians.
I'm a fan mail.
My God.
It's Fidel Sassoon. It's very in.
What's wrong with you?
Fidel Sassoon. Isn't that a product?
Terrible. Yeah.
You're not on one of those Zen diets, are you?
No.
She looks horrible.
Have you seen a doctor?
Hatch, I might as well.
She was patient zero for AIDS.
Rubbish. Pregnant women gain weight, they don't lose it.
I don't sleep well. I have stiff joints or something, so I get a pain. Nothing serious.
Oh, man, congratulations.
Were horrible.
You must be very happy.
Oh, I am. We both are.
Who's your obstetrician?
Abraham Saperstein.
Oh! He delivered two of my daughter's babies.
He's one of the best in the city.
When did you see him last?
Yesterday.
Were they conjoined? And was that Ben Carson?
How much weight have you lost?
You're not supposed to lose weight.
Far more than that.
It's perfectly normal to lose a little at first. Later on, I'll be gaining.
We must assume Dr. Saperstein knows whereof he speaks. He should. He charges enough.
We're getting bargain rates. Our neighbors are close friends of his.
Huh? I'll go.
Is that a trash bag he pulled out of his pocket?
Yeah. He wants to eat around.
I was just talking about you.
Favorably, I hope. Do you need anything from our side?
No. Thank you for asking.
Is your guy already?
No, you won't be home till 6. A friend of ours is here. Would you like to meet him?
Well, if I won't be intruding,
No.
No, never.
A fucking nosy bitch. Leave me alone.
Who is that actor? Is that E.G. Marshall or something?
Yeah. Oh.
Nice
earring.
Okay. What's the relevance of that? Did we miss something?
He might have been wearing an earring during the ceremony.
The raping, yeah.
I was just telling Hutch that it was you and Minnie who sent me to Dr. Saperstein.
Oh, so Rosemary has told you the good news.
Yes.
So the other lady that jumped off the bed, she killed herself to kill the baby?
I don't know why she did that.
Weight, but that's quite normal for the early months. Later on, she'll gain probably far too much.
So I got it.
Please sit down.
Hates the doctor.
Mrs. Castavet makes a vitamin drink for me every day.
Doctor,
doctor.
Yes, all of
she looks so horrible.
Directions, of course.
Organic, gluten-free. I'm
suspicious of commercially
why is she rocking?
His name is Sidney Blackmore.
Surely they're manufactured under every imaginable safeguard.
Oh, that's quite true. But commercial pills can sit for months on a druggist's shelf and lose a great deal of their original potency.
I haven't thought of that.
I like the idea of having everything fresh and natural. I bet expectant mothers chew bits of...
That's why I smoke.
Natural tobacco.
Tannish root?
It's one of the herbs she puts in the drink. Or is it an herb? Can a root be an herb?
You sure?
Oh, if she only had access to Wikipedia.
Tannish.
Look.
It's a good thing they didn't have Google.
Mm-hmm. It's good luck, too.
Her iPhone, Jean. Sorry. Are my neighbors trying to kill me?
Doesn't look like... root matter, more like mold or fungus of some kind.
Satan's balls?
Are they called by any other name?
Oh, not to my knowledge, no.
Kitty cat.
Tennis, I must look it up in the encyclopedia.
Uh-huh.
A holder, a charm, or whatever it is.
The Castavets gave it to me.
Well, you and your wife seem to be taking better care of Rosemary than her own parents.
Oh, we're very fond of her, and of Guy, too. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll have to go. My
Tom Ritchie?
For me.
It's a pleasure.
He left Madonna for this?
Rosemary.
Yeah.
We'll meet again, I'm sure.
Again.
I've just noticed he has pierced ears.
Pierced ears and piercing eyes.
Queer.
What's she like?
Nosy. Funny. Guy's gotten very close to them. I suppose they've become sort of parent figures for him.
You?
I don't know. Sometimes I think they're too friendly and helpful.
Hey, what a surprise. How are you, Hutch? Good to see you.
You're the surprise. What happened?
Well, they stopped for a rewrite, those dumb bastards. Us, there we are. Nobody move.
Would you like some coffee?
Love some. Loot.
Seems congratulations.
Come on. Let's smoke them town, buddy.
When's the baby due?
That's a lot of sick.
Did you know that Dr. Saperstein delivered two of Hutch's grandchildren?
He's going to smoke them all.
I met your neighbor, Roman Kastovic.
Oh, did you? Funny old duck, isn't he?
Guy, did you ever notice he has pierced ears?
You're kidding.
No, not at all.
It's a shame we haven't seen more of you lately, Hutch, but with me being so busy and Roe being the way she is, I really haven't seen anyone. Well,
perhaps we can have dinner together soon.
You're not going, are you?
Thanks for the coffee, my dear.
Thank you for coming, my dear.
Cheryl, did you ever have sex with Satan?
This isn't mine. It must be yours.
Right, you are. Have you thought about names, or is it too soon?
Andrew or Douglas, if it's a boy. Melinda or Sarah.
It's the same color of the wall.
Say, is there another of these around?
I think she's lighter.
She's very white.
Clown white makeup.
I don't see it, Hutch.
No, it's not here.
What's he missing?
The city center. I'll stop there.
Love. They're probably using it to kill him.
Kill him.
Next week.
Bye.
Also, and he's going to drive a white Bronco in L.A. interstate.
Like O.J.?
No. He's in a club.
Oh, yeah. He must quit. What is it? If you don't fit, it must quit?
Yeah. If it doesn't fit, you must quit.
You look terrible.
Why is Facts of Life on logo?
Cheer wherever he goes. I'm going to get a paper, huh?
By the way, did you know that?
Because the Illuminati back when Facts Life was created formed logo secretly back then used to be a government-run program.
Okay. Thanks for the explanation.
Get away from the TV. You're too close. You're going to ruin your eyes.
Hello.
I had a friend whose mother used to say that to us all the time.
That's what old people say.
So stupid.
Turn off your cell phone. It's lightning. But Grandma,
there was a room. Man.
What?
I saw some relatives today, and they were talking about Thanksgiving, and one of the stupid relatives is like, I think this year we should have everyone put their cell phones in a basket, and then it will stay there the whole time, because I don't like when I spend all of my time cooking, and then people are looking at their phones. Fuck you.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be so fucking boring, Gran, eh?
Yeah, Granny's your Papa Tom.
Yeah.
If you want me to.
Very rude.
What is it? Can't you tell me now?
No. We can have an early night.
That would be nice.
Good.
11 o'clock. Okay. Oh, did you find your glove?
Logo sucks. Is it still the gay channel?
Yes. That's why I don't understand why they're playing Facts of Life.
What was that?
He wants to.
Because they have no money. Because no one watches it anymore.
I thought RuPaul's the only thing on there.
I think those boys' adventure stories are going to his head.
That pot pie made me sick.
What is it?
Do you have to duty? And if so, can we hear?
No, I have to piss my gine with duty. I feel like I'm going to shit the gine.
You're pregnant? I've got the ends. I'm going to get an ice cream cone. You want one?
And yeah, I'd love one.
Maybe I'm growing a coont.
Okay.
Man.
An ass coont.
What's the ends?
He's so controlling.
What's what?
He said, I have the ends.
The blacks? What? Cheryl, on your Samsung blown, do you get the black emojis like we do on the iPhone?
No, no.
Don't know. That's a shame.
Ding dong.
Hi.
Hi, Minnie. I'm going out now, so I won't have my drink at 11.
Well, that's fine, dear. Take it later. Buzz me when you get back, huh?
And Garrettle.
Donation time.
Go to yeastradio.com and press donate. Give it to us now.
I love Yeast Radio.
Yeah.
Give us money because we're really doing a good job today.
Divination.
And if you donate enough, we won't have to ask you next
year. We'll have no more of thee.
I think she needs to go to the doctor.
The fall pledge drive is about to begin. But if you give us enough money, we won't bug you as much.
God, that goes Reagan.
Twin Towers blow up.
Yeah.
thought it was the other fat.
That's right now where Griselda lives, just down the street. No, it isn't.
Did you see a fat queer man? Oh, that one. Okay.
I saw six lesbians.
Yes.
What's that?
Apartment?
Yes, who is this, please?
My name is Rosemary Woodhouse. I have an appointment with Mr. Hutchins. Woodhouse. Is he there?
He's dead.
Hello?
It's Miss Cleo.
Taken ill this morning.
Taken ill?
Yes.
He's dead.
It's Miss Cleo. Zip code,
it's
ma'am.
I just spoke to him last night about 10:30.
I spoke to him at 11.
Who is this?
You don't know me, Rosemary. I'm Grace Cardiff, Hutch's friend.
Do they know what's causing it?
No, they don't know yet.
Witchcraft.
At the moment, he's totally unresponsive.
Is that Jasmine?
Yeah. Yes, from the hairline.
That is my name, too. Really. I am Rosemary, too.
Thank you.
I miss real New York before it became Assholeville.
There weren't fucking squirrels in the desert.
Did you know all that New York douche hipsters are moving to L.A. now? Did you know
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
No! That's so what good. I call along of a coincidence.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. I said to myself, as long as Rosemary's going out, I might as well go out and do a little bit of Christmas shopping. And now here you are, a riot.
She killed
Isn't
the dog.
Something? Oh, darling, what's the matter? You feel all right? Oh, you poor thing. You know what I think? I think we better be going home.
She's
now,
wearing a prolapse hat.
No, you have your shopping to do.
Shoot, there's two more weeks.
That is a prolapse hat. It looks just like that prolapse I posted earlier today.
What in the world is she watching?
It's always raining so much.
Did you see that prolapse I posted, Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
With the poem?
Mm-hmm.
It'll stop any day now.
It's like a wire inside me getting tighter and tighter.
Usually, older women with less flexible joints have this sort of trouble.
I'm not going out anymore.
You don't have to.
1 minute to go!
Rosemary, I want you to be Dr. Shand. He used to be a famous...
Oh, he's so creepy.
He made the chain for...
It looks like the guy that I talked to. We shot the cat. The chiffon guy. That's who it looks like.
That's him.
It looks just like him.
Minnie.
Yes.
Happy New Year. Oh, yeah, more alcohol.
Happy New Year.
Oh, is that... That was Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That's right.
The year one!
Oh, that's creepy. The year one.
Look how small the chickens were back before he pumped them full of all the...
Was she eating the gizzards?
Ew. That's the chicken liver.
I think it's really a beet, though. You know what I mean?
Like, no, I think she went hardcore.
You always have.
So did her husband do this to her?
Yeah, that's what's so creepy about him.
Just so he could get an acting job? What a douche. Yep. Well, I guess if you rape your wife, you might as well just give her to the devil, too.
Yeah.
No wonder they had a women's movement. This is why they burnt their brassieres.
So our Pat once said, is she turning into the daughter from 6 Feet Under?
Planning the menu. We're having a party a week from Saturday. It's for our our young friends. Minnie and Roman are not invited.
Ooh.
Neither is Laura Louise, nor is Dr. Saperstein. It's going to be a very special party. You have to be under 60 to get in.
Well.
Barrels.
Yeah, I think I was going to make it.
Oh, you'll make it all right. You can be a bartender.
Oh, swell. Really think it's such a good idea?
I think it's the best idea I've had in months.
They have a bread box. I haven't seen one of those in so long.
Before, I'm just giving a
box. Dee Dee used to have a bread box.
What about the pain?
It's a Jewish thing.
Why would you have a bread box?
Dee Dee, to keep the bread fresh, you dumb cunt.
Oh, those shrimp. Oh, that lobster.
That was a prolapse.
Just put it in the fridge, man.
These are old friends I haven't seen in a
while. No. You know I don't like refrigerated bread.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a hand.
It ruins it. Dries it out.
No. It's just for her, you fucking bitch. Tell her. Jesus.
I hope you take the cold.
She's getting. I see why she won the Oscar. Fucking bitch is annoying.
She's annoying as fuck.
Well, let me know if you change your mind.
But this is what it's like to be Jewish, Deborah. All your relatives are like that.
I'd rather not.
It's true.
Not
isn't
right
Cheryl?
I'll drink it in a little while.
Well, don't do the let it stay.
It's called magging.
You go on back, and I'll bring the glass back to you later.
Oh, I'll wait. I'll save you the war.
You'll do no such thing. It makes me very nervous.
Get the fuck out.
Me cook. Now, scoop.
Oh, well, don't let us stand too long. It's going to lose its vitamins.
Vitamins. She sounds like what's her name?
Dump that shit down the... Yeah, dump it.
It looks like a mint chip ice cream thing.
You dirty...
An Oreo
McFlurry. Keeper, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Oh, yes, RuPaul.
Rose Young. Bob and Leo got stuck at another party, dear, but they'll be over right away.
Oh, fine.
Oh, he's hot. Look at him. Oh,
he's so hip.
No, he is gorgeous.
Is he going to lick his vagina?
Look like a piece of chalk. To make him feed you, love.
She looks like a piece of chalk now.
Mark Cutler.
Yeah, the Trench Sisters.
French. They eat little chalk.
Oh.
She doesn't just mean.
I like that tie shirt combo.
Oh my god, that tog, I want him now.
It's Elton John. Britney Spears.
Like the first one
to get
them happy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You look a bit tired.
Thanks for the understatement.
How do you like CC Hill? Isn't he a dream boy?
Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to him.
You're not.
I thought she was supposed to be under 30. Honey, that lady's in her 50s.
Oh, that's the mother on Bewitched. Or no, that's Dr. Bellow's wife, I think.
Bro, I'm going to take that dip.
On Bewitched.
Oh, yeah, please.
He's going to spike it with the staff.
Elise, will you give me a hand
with
it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Elise. For Elise. I love her bow.
Hey, whatever happened to the other guy? Is he still blind?
Donald Bumgarn? Well, you know who he is. He's the boy that's so
popular. Oh, is he the one? Yeah, he's
got a mustache.
Deborah, have you seen any more chiffon?
Hell, trying to make the yeah, he dictates. He's all right.
I count on you for chiffon sightings.
He's just blind.
Chiffon, right there, and straps. Leslie chiffon.
Are you all right?
Is there Leslie chiffon?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I think chiffon's pretty feminine.
It's all right. It's good for her. Let her cry it out. It's all right, darling. It's all right. Sit down. Sit down.
This is before the proper facelift, the 10-minute one.
I think it's before they had those.
Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out now.
She's busy.
Shut the... Get out. Get out. Get out.
Deborah. Yeah. You mean when you go...
It hurts so much. I'm so afraid the baby's gonna die.
When did the pain start?
It's normal.
November.
November?
What?
You have been in pain since November.
Look at her ass.
He's not doing anything to help you.
He says it's going to stop. Why don't you go to see another doctor?
Is that Sophia Vergara from Modern Family?
Yeah.
Sounds like a sadistic nut.
She doesn't make that cha-cha-cha-cha noise.
It's a warning that something isn't right. Go see Dr. Hill. Go see anybody besides that nut. You can't go on suffering like this.
I won't have an abortion.
You have an abortion. Just go to see another doctor, that's all.
Yeah, that was the place.
I won't have an abortion.
Okay.
What are you doing now? Is move.
Guy?
Yeah.
Your house
is
a mess.
Dr. Hill Monday morning. Dr. Saperstein is either lying or he's, I don't know, out of his mind. Pain like this is a warning something's wrong.
Is Licorice Pilot a lesbian? I don't remember.
Not drink anymore.
Cheryl.
You want vitamins in pills like everyone else.
Cheryl.
I don't think so.
For the last 3 days, I've thrown it away.
You what?
I've made my own drink.
Is Lynn Ferno a lesbian?
Is that what those bitches were giving you in there? Is that their hint for today?
They're my friends. Don't
they're
call
a bunch
them
of not very bright bitches who ought to mind their own goddamn business.
All they said was get a second opinion.
Rosemary, you got the best doctor in New York. You know who Dr. Hill is? He's a Charlie Nobody. That's who he is.
I'm tired of hearing
don't
how
talk
great
about
Dr.
licorice.
Is.
Well, we'll have to pay Sapristy. We'll have to pay Hill. Well, it's out of the question.
No, I'm not changing.
But she's a woman. She's taking her health care her own hands. Planned Parenthood.
Do it, Rome. I mean, because it's not
licorice
fair to
pirate
Sapristy.
Is a lesbian. She said.
No, fair to. What are you talking about? What about what's fair to me?
If you want a second opinion, you tell Saperstein and let him decide.
Is Saperstein
no,
a Jew?
You think?
Let him decide if she wants a second opinion?
Ro?
Bleh.
Rosemary?
She's gonna burp it out.
What?
The pain's gone.
Stop.
Stop. What isn't that drink you made?
Girdle berries?
Eggs, milk, sugar.
What else?
Satan killing.
They're not pulling the little doll no more with the
pokey. What else was in that drink?
It's alive! God, it's moving. It's alive. It's all right.
Because she didn't like that. Come.
Don't be scared. It won't bite.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's really.
You're scared.
I feel it kicking. It's alive. It's moving.
This is fucked up.
Just take notes for aborts. No aborts. If they ever answer again.
It's alive. It's moving.
Oh, I'll take that delicious thing.
And the chiffon cake.
That's chiffon, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Toupee.
Do you think they used Chrome as a browser?
Google Chrome, yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
It wasn't 64-bit, though. It was only 32.
I think this might have been when people used Internet Explorer.
Basically.
And everything was wrapped in cellophane.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's Olive Garden diarrhea.
Ooh, she got a big belly. Oh, she going to Mars.
Padded hanger.
Does she think she's going to go to a hospital to have that thing?
He's like, oh, she ain't too smart.
She is... Arby's diarrhea. Yeah.
It's my hospital suitcase.
No, honey, you're not going there.
You got 3 weeks.
This is a home birth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hello, Mrs. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Manch, do you and Vince make this drink in your Vitamix?
Yeah. I use Panis root.
The Vitamix is too powerful. It blends it up too much. Mm-hmm.
I use a blend tech.
Oh, we changed, have we?
I've had a blend tech since I moved here because I left the Vitamix my sister gave it to my sister.
Hutch is dead.
Oh.
Who was that?
Hutch.
Yeah. Awful. This time I didn't even.
Wasn't he the one that was she was supposed to meet?
Oh yeah.
That's
oh, nice. Yellow washed tires.
That's a cool car, though.
I like the old cars where they didn't have the head restraints. It makes you feel so safe.
They didn't have seatbelts either.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you like it? Mm-hmm. Is that how you like it? Mm-hmm.
Doris, we'll see you later.
Doris.
I beg your pardon. I'm Mrs. Woodhouse.
Does she not know you wear black?
So you're Rosemary. I'm terribly sorry. Thank you. This is my sister Edna. How do you do?
Edna's such a pretty lady.
Edna Turnblank.
Excuse me. Yes? I'm Grace Gardner. Oh, I was hoping to meet you. Thank you for calling me. I was going to mail this, but then I thought you would be here. What is it? A book.
A book.
Hutch regained consciousness at the end, and he thought it was the next morning. You know, when you had the appointment? Oh, yes. I wasn't there, but he told the doctor to make sure that you got the book that was on his desk.
Thank you.
And she's going to wait till she gets home to read it right now.
The name is an anagram.
The name of the book?
Apparently. He was delirious, so it's hard to be sure.
Oh, Riddle.
Oh, what's an anagram for O-B-A-M-A?
What are you talking about? We don't even know what... She didn't even open it yet.
So why did she wait till she got home? The DRM, you have to only open it in the house?
It wasn't very long. It was late. I couldn't get a
What's
taxi.
This?
Oh, what a shame.
What do you got there? Is the
mail already?
Mm-hmm. What do you got there?
Here, I'll hold it.
Book? The book? You shouldn't read
it. Oh, I know that house. The Gilmores used to live there.
She's horrible. Yeah. I hate her.
Well, lots of times. Grace, that's one of my favorite names.
Yes?
Yeah. You need anything?
Nothing, thank you.
Took a nap for it, don't you?
I'm going to.
Yeah, goodbye.
Jesus Christ. She is fucking crazy, that lady. Mm-hmm.
She didn't lock the door.
All them witches.
And a fat one at that.
All of them witches.
And the green.
Hey, let's watch these. Thomas Coley. Providence. Girdle Snacks. Devil's Pepper.
Okay.
That's Tannis.
Tannis.
Smells like pussy and...
Snack you.
It's the doctor.
Is it?
When I left Glasgow in 1846, he was soon after brought to New York. He was out for several years in the United States. He was attacked by a mob outside the Bram. Outside, not in the lobby.
What was the title?
Her name is an anagram.
O-B-A-M-A.
All of them witches. I guess we'll find out since she's going to do it for us.
Satan.
You should not have a Mac. It'd be so much easier with a computer.
There's a web app to do that.
Come
Christ
inside
can't come.
Me.
Oh my God, Christ can't come. Comes with the fall.
Madge, do you want some apple crisp?
Yes.
No.
But don't you dare chew it.
Come.
Mute.
It's so good.
Mute.
No.
Did you make them?
Yeah.
Mute it.
I haven't even dished it up yet.
Elf shot.
My vagina itches.
Obamacare.
White
Jesus,
Obamacare is the devil.
Defund Planned Parenthood.
How is hell fact me?
Now that really makes sense.
It don't even make
She's
sense.
She's going to shake him up and pour him out.
And then the devil's going to come
Why does all of the bags for Scrabble have them?
Devil? Debbie.
What? Stephen Mikado.
Who's that?
Voved. Oh, that name. She just assumed it was the name of the book, right?
Yeah.
Cut his hand off.
What's with the chain?
Don't tell him. Don't tell him.
You all right?
I'm fine. Oh. Will you eat my vagina, Al?
Thank you.
How was it?
Dandelions. Smoke them. Okay. Put the book up. Put the book up.
Oh, no.
No, he's going to rape her again.
That's nice, darling.
Do you know who Roman really is?
He's the devil.
He's Adrian Marcotte's son. I'm going to show you something. Roman Castevet is Stephen Marcotte, the rearranger. It's from Hutch.
Oh, no.
We better tell.
He's going to kill her. The baby's viable now.
And look here. There he is when he was 13. See the eyes?
She's been found out.
In the same house? And look here. Soon after that, in August 1886, his son Stephen was born. 1886, got it? That makes him 79 now. No coincidence.
No. He's gonna kill her, man.
Stephen Marcotte, all right. Poor old geezer with a crazy father like that. No wonder he switched his name around.
You don't think he's the same?
What do you mean, a witch? Ro, are you kidding? Oh, Ro, honey.
His father was a martyr to it. You know how he died?
Honey, it's 1966.
This was published in 1933. There were covens in Europe. That's what they're called.
What's it called?
The congregation. Covens in Europe, in America, and in Australia, and they have one right here. That whole bunch. The parties with the singing and the flute and the chanting. Those are espas or Sabbaths or whatever they're called.
Honey, don't get excited, huh?
Read what they do, Guy. They use blood in their rituals, and the blood that has the most power is baby's blood. And they don't just use the blood, they use the flesh, too.
Rosemary, for God's sakes.
They're not setting foot in this apartment ever again. And they're not coming within 50 feet of the baby.
They're old people. They have a bunch of old friends. Dr. Shan happens to play the recorder.
We're not taking any chances with the baby's safety. We're going to sublet and move out.
We are not.
Oh, yes, we are.
We'll talk about it later.
Uh-oh.
Call Roman and Minnie.
I don't think you ought to read any more of that.
Oh, yeah, well, we can't read.
Not today, honey. Look, your hands are shaking now. Come on, give it to me. You read it
Guy.
To me.
God, these fucking husbands are so domineering,
give
man.
It to me.
Why would you listen to him, you dumb bitch?
He's burning it?
I thought he was.
Oh, where she can't reach it.
Fantastic.
Sexual behavior.
Absolutely fantastic. What'd you say the name was? Machado?
Marcotte.
Fantastic. I think he told me once his father was a coffee importer.
He told Guy he was a producer.
I understand how disturbed you must be to have him for a close neighbor.
I don't want anything more to do with
him.
Or Minnie. I can't take even the slightest chance with a baby's safety is concerned.
Any mother feels the same way.
Is there any chance at all that maybe Minnie put something harmful in those drinks or in those little cakes?
No, Rosemary. I'd have seen evidence of it long ago.
I won't take anything else from her.
You won't have to. I can give you some pills that'll be adequate these last few weeks. In a way, this may be the answer to Minnie and Roman's problem, too.
What do you mean?
Roman's very ill. In fact, confidentially, he has no more than a month or two left to him.
I had no idea.
He wanted to pay a last visit to a few of his favorite cities. They
so much for
fed
HIPAA.
You by leaving before the baby's birth.
I'm sorry to hear that Roman isn't well.
He'd be extremely embarrassed if he knew what you found out. Suppose we do this. I'll tell them to leave on Sunday. I'll say I spoke to you and you understand.
Are you sure they'll leave on Sunday?
I'll see to it.
What the hell?
No matter where we are, our thoughts are going to be with
you. That's a traffic light before Obama came into office.
Again. Your sweet little boy and girl's laying safe in your arms.
Thank you. Thank
I love
you
that look.
You make
I love that boy safe in your arms.
Now, I'm not going to wish you good luck because you won't need it. You're going to have a happy, happy life.
You're not creepy.
Have a good trip and come back safely.
Perhaps, but I may stay on in Dubrovnik or Pescara or maybe Mallorca. We shall see. We shall see.
Come back.
Bye, Minnie.
Yeah, goodbye.
Goodbye, Roman.
Bye-bye.
Take care now.
Kennedy Airport. Can-Am building 3.
Kennedy Airport.
Please to fuck self.
Oh, boy.
Donate.
Scrotum.
Guy?
Mm-hmm. What are these beans?
Where's my book?
Oh, I put it in the garbage.
No.
What?
I didn't want you upsetting yourself anymore.
Guy, Hutch gave me that book. He left it to me.
I wasn't thinking about that.
That's a terrible thing to do.
I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking about Hutch.
What an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, but divorce wasn't looked on perfectly how it is today.
Hey, watch out, matey!
All them, what was it called? All them witches?
My grandmama.
Some cults, it was believed that a personal possession of the victim was necessary, and spells cannot be cast without one of the victims.
Like a lamp.
Her lamp?
Is this Donna Baumgart?
You better come, baby.
This is Rosemary Woodhouse. Guy Woodhouse is right.
Oh, yeah. He said, ooh.
I want to know.
Are you gonna come?
I just.
Yeah.
I wanted to know how you are. If there's been
any. Come for me.
Bless your heart.
Heaven.
Well, I'm splendid.
Come on, my tip.
Six classes today.
Yeah.
Guy and I are both very unhappy that he got his break because of your misfortune.
What the hell?
Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
I'm sorry I didn't come along that day he came to visit you.
It's a book by Reagan Fox. It's available for $5 as an Amazon book, but it's format incorrectly. That's right.
By the way, he has something of yours, you know.
She should have just released it herself and reaped all the profits.
Don't you know?
No.
Didn't you miss anything that day?
Rape.
You don't mean my tie, do you?
My con.
Yes.
What the fuck is going on?
Mine and I've got his. You can have it back.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter to me now what color tie I'm wearing.
I didn't understand that. But take it out.
No. It was a trick.
No.
Do you think he stole it?
I have to hang up now. I just wanted to know if there'd been any improvement.
No, there isn't. It was nice of you to call by.
Help line.
Girdle.
Oh, grab that. Oh, she grabbed her iPad mini.
Did she say girdle?
This is the hot bit.
I swear she said girdle.
Yes.
What?
It's the hot bit.
Fat bit? Diet?
Hot bit.
What?
Hot bit.
Fat bit. Fat bit? She doesn't look fat. I have McDonald's coupons.
Where is she going?
I don't know.
You're out of labor, are you?
No, but I have to see the doctor. It's very important.
Well, he's dead.
Five, and there is Mrs. Byron. I'm sure he'll see you. Just sit down.
Thank you.
What about that hair? Woofed. I mean, woof. Not
Lucille.
I mean, woofed, not woofed. Did I say woofed?
Are you here for your emotion, too?
Bolshin.
That is how they'd say it back then.
The Bolshin.
Huh?
Baltress.
Cowtex, darling.
Oh, awful. 94.
Oh.
See you next week. Make an appointment.
Yes, I will.
Oh.
I'm Dr. Vagina Cell.
That Mary
Claire. Ah, her neck hair.
You're
right
now, aren't you?
For Tuesday.
You're smart.
It's Shan. What's her name?
Mrs. Byron. He'll see you right after.
Hippo.
Let's see.
Hippo for July 10th.
What hurts?
Time. 4 o'clock? Oh, all righty.
Is God dead?
Bye-bye. Oh, I remember that.
I do too.
Thank you.
It's a famous thing.
That smells nice. What is it?
Oh, it's called Detrima.
Well, it's a big improvement on your regular, if you don't mind my saying.
That wasn't a perfume. That was a good luck charm. I threw it away.
Good. Maybe the doctor will follow your example.
Dr. Saperstein?
Yes, the aftershave. But it isn't, is it? I don't think he has a good luck charm. Anyway, he has the same smell once in a while, whatever it is.
Why? I thought she was going to the good doctor.
Oh, I didn't too.
Haven't you ever noticed?
What a dumb bitch.
No.
Well, maybe you thought it was your own you were smelling. What is it?
I've heard that before.
Will you excuse me a moment, please? My husband is waiting outside. I have to go and tell him something. I'll be back in a minute.
Should have bought that iPhone.
Right, that's true.
That ain't no iPad mini.
Yeah, it is. But it's just the two. It's not the four.
Damien McGoggles.
Remember when that had pages?
Crowd rise.
Oh, it's her Rolodex.
Maybe she's calling her boyfriend at from the prayer line.
Oh, no. Man.
What?
Jamie McGoggle.
Dr. Hill, please.
Only it's 1% of their goal for $50,000. Lynn.
My name is Rosemary Woodhouse. Woodhouse.
For only $500.
Would you ask him to call me back right away, please? My number is 475-2598. It's an emergency. I'm in a phone booth.
All right.
Why don't you just go over there, you stupid hooer?
Zombies. Look, it's coming to her. It's going to eat her.
Mange.
Yes?
How come Matt Peters and Brad Lane haven't made the Simply Sarah cooking video yet?
What else was it that he said? Oh, that's wonderful.
What, honey?
That's marvelous.
They said they would make a cook Simply Sarah
Dr.
video.
Dr. Hill?
Did I get the name right? Is it Rosemary Woodhouse?
Yes.
Are you Dr. Hill's patient?
No. I've seen him once. Please tell him he has to speak to me. It's important. Tell him to call me.
I'm going to abort it.
Aborting babies ain't my style. I mean, she's like eighth month. I don't think anybody would do that. This is before abortion was made legal, too, I think. Wasn't it?
Well, you know, back then they called her the coat hanger.
Don't you worry, little Andy or Jenny. I'll kill them before I let them touch you.
It's too late, honey. They made you. Honey.
You want the velvet, the wooden, or the classic wire?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling me.
I thought you were in California.
No. No, I've been to another doctor, and he isn't good, Dr. Hill. He's been lying to me and giving me unusual kinds of drinks and capsules. The baby's due on Tuesday. Remember you told me June 28th? Well, I want you to deliver it.
Mrs. Woodhouse.
No, please let me come talk to you.
Oh, he's going to be involved. I can sense
it. What's been going on. I can't stay too long here. They'll be coming looking for me. Dr. Hill? Dr. Hill, there's a plot. I know that sounds crazy. You're probably thinking, my God, this poor girl is really flipped. But I haven't flipped, but Dr. Hill. I swear, by all the saints, I haven't. There are plots against people, aren't there?
Yes, I suppose there are.
Well, there's one against me and my baby.
Come to my office tomorrow after 5. And we'll
no! Right now.
Oh. Can.
What else? I'm not at my office now. I'm home. I've been up since yesterday morning.
I beg you.
Is that Dr. Doodlecock?
I can't stay here.
Dr. Doodlecock.
My office at 8 o'clock.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Oh, wait, wait, Dr. Hill?
Yes?
My husband may call you and ask if you've
I'm not going to speak to anyone. I'm going to take a nap.
Turn around.
Turn around. Every now and then.
That's Dr. Piece of Duty.
Little lady.
Right, me. Driver, please, could you wait and watch until I'm inside the door?
Deborah, why do you always want to get fucked when you see a black man on TV?
Well, I'm just saying.
You're just saying.
Yeah, when is she going to have this fucking baby? Come on.
Well, it's a long movie, honey.
It looks like you, just not tanned enough.
He lied to you.
Or ugly or old
enough.
He said
we were going to Hollywood. The worst thing of all, he's involved with them as well. He sleeps in pajamas now. He never used to before.
Ooh.
He's probably hiding a mark. You know they give you marks when you join. All sorts of rituals. They hold Sabbaths there. You could hear them singing through the wall. Guy, my husband Guy, said it was Dr. Shand, one of these people, playing a recorder. Now, how did he know?
Why do I hear a cat?
Unless he was there with them. They're very clever people. They planned everything right from the beginning. They
brutal.
Probably made some sort of deal with Guy. They gave him success, and he promised them our baby to use in their rituals.
This, too,
I know
perfectly
it sounds
normal.
Crazy, but I've got books here.
You've
Look.
Had an orgasm.
There was another actor like him, Donald Baumgart. And they put a spell on him. They cast a spell on him and made him blind.
Why can't you just say, look, I want you to be my doctor. Why does she have to do all this?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like my doctor. He's an asshole.
I had this friend, Edward Hutchins. Maybe you heard of
him. Oh, it looks like a red velvet cake.
For boys. Anyway, he was my good friend since I first came to New York.
May I keep this?
Yes, please. And look. Anyway, once Mr. Hutchins came to visit me. It was the time I was having this pain, doctor. I was suffering so... You can't imagine how much I was suffering. And they wouldn't help me. Nobody would. They were giving me a drink with tannis root in it. Also witch's stuff, tannis root. Hutch came and immediately saw something was wrong. He knew about witches, you see. Suddenly, Guy rushed in with his makeup still on, which he never did. They probably called him to come home and steal one of Hutch's belongings, which he did.
She sounds crazy.
And they put a spell on him, too. Put him in a coma. Mm-hmm. 3 months later, he died.
Okay.
Now, maybe all of this is coincidence, but one thing is...
And one day in the future, they'll have a phone, but it won't have any wires. It'll be real thin. Then another man will come out on stage with a turtleneck and have a big pad.
You know, this is a conspiracy of Comcast.
Yeah, they'll throttle your data.
Yeah. That's exactly what I
was afraid you wouldn't believe me.
I don't believe in witchcraft, but there are plenty of maniacs and crazy people in this city. The doctor's name is Shand, you say?
No, Dr. Shand. Shand is one of these people. The doctor's name is Saperstein.
Oh, he's a good man.
Abraham Saperstein?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Do you know him?
I've met him once or twice.
To look at him, you'd never think
he... No, you wouldn't. Not in a million years. Would you like to go into Mount Sinai right now?
See no. Him?
Yeah, I would love to. Would that be possible?
It's difficult. We'll try. I want you to lie down and get some rest.
Please. Anything they've got, even a broom closet, be fine.
I hope we can do better than that.
You rape him.
Do you think she's going to get fingered by the nurse?
I'll see what I can do, and then I'll check you off.
This is not going to end well.
Nope.
Should I undress now?
Yes, no, take out your vagina.
You just lie down, rest. Okay?
Okay.
Gonna rape her.
He's gonna call her husband, right?
Probably.
God bless Dr. Hill.
God bless. Maybe the other guy, huh?
Everything's gonna be okay now, Andy.
No.
We're going to be in a nice, clean hospital.
Back when kids had normal names, not Connor or tennis racket.
Miracle.
Piece of duty.
For Cheryl.
The baby's going to come out looking like a fifth of crown. It's much alcohol she drunk.
Lippy. Lippy Longstocking.
Why does the money look the same? Where does her card say? She doesn't have any debt?
Monsters.
Fucking in the person.
Monsters.
You sure got dark pretty fast.
Unspeakable. Unspeakable.
Oh, she's a Mormon now.
What an ugly baby.
Kim Davis.
What the fuck? What has Kim Davis got to do with this?
I will sign. I will sign.
Well, we are having
the demon baby birth certificate.
We have each other.
It's an intervention.
They're gonna beat you.
Come with us quietly, Rosemary. Don't argue or make a scene. Because if you say anything more about witches or witchcraft, we're gonna be forced to take you to a mental hospital. You don't want that, do you? So put your shoes on.
We just want to take you home. No one's gonna hurt you.
For the baby, put your shoes on.
Stein. Gonna rape you.
Just Harvey gonna, Firestein.
We're just gonna go for a little raping.
Harvey Firestein is gay. What's he gonna do with vaginas?
She's fine now. We've got to go home and rest. That's all it takes.
You're Thank a traitor, you little back. Charles Gray.
Glad I could leave helps. It's a shame you had to come in here.
Run! Get those braces off your leg, Forrest. Wrong movie.
Excuse me?
Thought she had braces on her leg.
Like their car.
What you talking about, Willis? Oh, there's creepy guy again.
Steve.
Looks like my Cinnamon.
Yeah? Is that so? Pregnancy porn.
Run! EDM, EDM, dubstep. Fall down the stairs.
Good evening, Mrs. Woodhouse.
Huh?
Good evening, Elevator Man Blackman. Principal Blackman, I mean Elevator Blackman.
Don't let him take
Why would
it.
She wait until now to try to get away?
Mrs. Woodhouse!
Look at a panic escape.
Mill Woodhouse. Can't break up yourself.
Oh, is this the part where it gets really scary?
She's going to the roof.
Skirt Gator. I love that kind of old tile. Reminds me of my grandma's house in the Bronx.
So clean.
Open it out. They're pushing the thing. She going, that's where they were taking her anyway.
I don't know.
Ro!
That's where they were taking her.
I guess she felt safe there. But there's that door in the closet.
Come on, open up, Ro.
Go to hell!
Come on, honey, no one's gonna hurt you.
You promised them the baby!
No, I didn't promise them anything. What are you talking about? Promise who?
Rosemary.
You're a
man. You two! Get away!
Pretty pink. Pretty pink.
That old lady's already in there.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty pink pussy.
It's that closet, I bet.
Pretty pink pussy.
She bought looking bow legged.
I was going to say, every time she walks, her legs are open and slack.
She's like, I'm a little girl. Look at me walk. I have a little girl walk. I like my pussy.
Elise?
Mrs. Dunstan is out.
Who's this?
The babysitter.
Do you know where she went?
They went to the movies.
This is Rosemary. Please ask her to call Rosemary the second she gets home. It's terribly urgent. Don't forget, hmm?
Don't forget. I'll tell her.
Thank you.
Oh, my fucking God.
Were they tiptoeing?
Yes. Through the toilets.
Tiptoes through the window. We don't want to
We're your friends, Rosemary.
There's nothing to be afraid of, Rosemary. Honest and truly, there isn't.
There's nothing but a mild sedative to calm you down.
You know how we learn.
Oh. Rose! Rose!
Help me!
Oh, Rose, baby.
Somebody help me!
Typical woman.
The year one.
Typical woman, man.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute now.
Typical non-lesbian woman.
We happen to be in labor here.
Here?
Here. You're gonna be all right, baby. You're gonna be perfectly all right. I swear to God.
It was supposed to be doctor's hospital.
Please don't.
Doctor's hospital.
You're gonna be perfectly all right. I give you my absolute word.
And everything's clean and sterile.
Oh. No, she isn't here, Elise. I'll have her call you back.
Oh, Andy. Andy or Jenny. I'm sorry, my little darling. Forgive me.
Did you say scrotum?
So the baby's going to be Satan.
I think so.
They never wanted the baby to die. They wanted it to be the devil.
Bouncing baby Satan.
It's fine.
What is it?
A boy.
Really? Boy?
My vagina? Is it okay?
Really?
Is it stretched out and yachty?
It's all right.
Yes.
What a filler.
Yeah. You know, at the school for girls, they have air conditioners like that, remember?
Mm-hmm.
You better remember, because it wasn't that long ago.
Rosie.
Where is it?
Oh, oh my goodness. Oh, dear, what a start you gave me. My goodness.
The baby, where is it?
Oh, you wait here. 1 minute.
Where's my baby?
I'll go find Dr. Rabe. Just wait.
Dr. Rabe.
That's comforting. Tick-tock. Tick-tock.
Time goes by.
So slowly.
It's not Hagatha. It's Rob Pickle.
Where's the baby?
I wanted to make sure. I thought that was really Hagatha, but it's not.
Where is it?
Yeah, it scared me for a minute.
There were complications, Rosemary, but nothing that will affect future births.
Hmm.
We took out your insides.
Dead. In the wrong position. The hospital, I might have been able to do something about it, but you wouldn't listen.
Honey, we can have others as soon as you're better.
Absolutely.
I promise you.
You can start at another in a very few months.
They lie.
I don't believe you. You're both lying. You're lying. It didn't die. You took it. You're lying. You're witches. You're lying. You're lying.
Ting Ting. Is she lying?
Lying?
Are they lying? Ting Ting is upset. Ting Ting is upset. Well, then it's somebody else from Omaha.
I like that you looked as well, Madge.
Did you?
Stereo.
Yeah.
Well, you really
I was like, oh, hey, I don't know.
That's fine.
Yeah, I know where you got the idea that Minnie and Roman were witches. But how come you thought that Abe and I joined the party?
Well, you did, you stupid fox.
Let's face it, darling, you had the prepartum crazies.
Can you show me the fucking dead baby, you dumbass? Why didn't she ask me?
Yeah, I want to see its crumpled face.
It's the worst thing that ever happened to you. But from now on, everything's going to be roses. Paramount's within an inch of where we want them, and suddenly Universal's interested, too.
Oh.
And we're going to blow this town. We're going to be in the beautiful hills of Beverly with a pool and the spice garden, the whole schmear. And the kids...
Schmear?
Scout's honor. You heard what Abe said.
You know what? This is how Obama was born.
I got to run now.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
This is his origin story.
Let me see your shoulder.
Are you kidding?
Your left shoulder.
My vagina itches. Right.
Anything you say?
Play with my cunt. Play with my cunt. Play with my cunt.
Generally prefer doing this to music. A shoulder.
Oh. He's got loose lips.
I did ask. That's where he's from.
And that's as far as I go without a blue light.
You want to play with my titties too? You want to film
the high pressure area that we see here has been causing this extreme heat and humidity, and unfortunately,
for the paper map,
city dwellers through the rest of the week. It will be hot and overcast upstate New York as well, with the possibility.
Don't you think they would have done a better job hiving the baby sound?
Gradual clearing by tomorrow night.
Well,
leaving the city this upcoming weekend should find it hot.
Oh my God! What the fuck was that?
I think Ting Ting foretold this.
That was a remote?
Yeah, they used to have remotes like that. Don't act like you're not old enough to remember that. They used to have these big click things. That's why they call them a clicker. They used to make loud click sounds.
That's how I turned it from the sound.
Yeah.
Do you hear
it's like the clapper.
Baby crying?
No, I don't, dear. Now you come and get into your bed now. It's time for you to take your pill.
Do you have a turkey neck, darling?
Dang, turkey's dead.
Dogs are dead.
Oh, is that a nipple thing?
Yeah.
Well, you mustn't do that, dear.
Why does she need
people
that?
People are actually dying. It's so hot.
Oh yeah, they're milking her when she goes to sleep.
Well, I don't think so because it's pretty. She's doing it. Yeah.
She's just doing it herself to get it out.
Throw it away. Oh, your pill, Rosemary.
Well, girls, shoot, 95 out. New people moved on in up at
8. Oh, they gotta keep it hot for the baby Satan.
How'd you know that?
I heard it crying. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Why not?
A little messy.
Love her glasses. She got hot glasses with them.
She should have put the pills in it.
Thick lens.
Mm-hmm.
Tick, tick, doc. What do you think the pills are for? Knock her out? Ting, ting?
Appetite suppression.
Why is Pat oneself saying, Madge, what do you want? Pat oneself.
Oh, the glasses. She was saying you look like her.
No. Cruise.
But if she gets in the closet, where will Tom Cruise go?
In the other plaza. With Ting Ting. Let's go for girls.
This is the longest move.
Oh, I love old-fashioned keyholes.
I think I'd have shut the other door so nobody would have seen me.
I wish people didn't know smoking caused cancer.
Oh, my Lord. That baby.
What room is she in? Oh, is she in the secret room?
No, she's in the room they made for the baby, but then the baby died.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I wish people didn't know that this caused cancer so we can just do it and then have cancer and wonder why we have cancer.
That's right. Is that you or is that the movie?
I don't sing perfectly.
Easy, easy.
I don't think that knife's going to fit in that little hole.
No, she wants to cook, cut the baby. I don't understand where she is. Unless that's the Satan room.
She's on a parallel universe. See, the Catholic Church is burning.
Is that where the Pope lives? Cardinal thus and so. The turlet. I want to see the pretty art. That's nice.
It's me, Caitlin.
It looks like Mink stole there in the red hair, doesn't it? Doesn't it look like her? Where the baby at?
They're like, bitch, please.
What?
Rosemary, go back to bed. You know you're not supposed to be up and around.
Is the mother? Rosemary.
Shut up, you're in Dubrovnik. I don't hear you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're supposed to be in Dubrovnik. Right? Look at that baby. So cute.
The cross upside down.
It's daddy.
There, kitty cat.
Kitty cat, yeah.
It's going to be little Satan looking.
You think? I think it's going to be a little baby widow, like Queen Victoria when she was a widow. Hi!
What?
Kill it!
What have you done to it? What have you done to its eyes?
He has his father's eyes.
Oh, I remember that line.
Talking about guys' eyes are normal. What have you done to him, you maniac?
Satan is his father, not Guy. He came up from hell and begat a son of mortal woman. Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Satan is his father, and his name is Adrian. He shall overthrow the mighty and lay waste their temples. He shall redeem the despised and wreak vengeance in the name of the
Where's the knife?
Tortured.
How come you don't see him?
Hail
You out of all the world, out of all the women in the whole world, he chose you. He arranged things because he wanted you to be the mother of his only living son.
His power is stronger than stronger. His
do we get to see him, man?
Yes, Satan.
Why is he Asian?
Where the fuck is the baby? I need to see it.
No!
To look at his hands
and his feet.
Oh, God!
God is dead! Satan lives! The air is one! The air is one! God is dead! The air is one!
Can't you know this?
Why don't you help us out, Rosemary? Be a real mother to Adrian. You don't have to join if you don't want to. Just be a mother to your baby. Minnie and Laura Louise are too old. It's not right. Think about it, Rosemary.
It's not right. That's morals coming from, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, of course he got cover. I got cover. That's why I'm here. But I don't make food on Sundays.
God! Oh, shut up with your old gods, or we'll kill your milk and no milk.
You shut up. Rosemary's his mother, so you show some respect.
Come, my friend. Come see him. Come see the child.
Trotsky doesn't like this demon child business.
Man, we didn't get to see the fucking thing.
You made the enforcement, right?
Ridiculous.
Hey, promise me you wouldn't
be hurt.
It
was in the double exposure.
Andy knows this. Really?
I mean, supposing you had the baby and you lost it, wouldn't that be the same? We're getting so much in return, Ro.
Well?
Did she come on him?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, Guy, let me introduce you to Agiron Stavropoulos.
How proud you must be. Is this the mother?
How's this not over?
Oh. Here, drink this.
How are you ugly?
What's in it?
The
tetanus root?
Nothing's in it. Just plain ordinary Lipton.
Is she stupid? You think you drank anything else? That they fucking had you have a fucking demon baby, you dumb bitch.
Yeah. I wish he would at least punch the lady with the glasses.
Get away from here! Roman!
You're rocking him too fast.
Sit down! Get her out of here. Put her where she belongs.
You're rocking him too fast. That's why he's crying.
Don't mind your own business.
Let Rosemary rock him. Go on, sit down with the others. Let Rosemary rock him.
Well, she's liable
to... Sit down with the others, Laura Louise.
Laura Louise. I wish he'd kick her in the vagina. Such a bitch. Did she stick her tongue out? Did she?
Rocky.
You're trying to get me to be his mother.
Aren't you his mother?
There's really a sequel of this?
No, well, it's a miniseries. It's not a sequel. They remade it.
Oh, how awful.
It was actually really good. I didn't watch it, but I know I got good reviews.
Oh, it's already out?
It came out like 2 years ago. What? It was on ABC.
Where do I watch it?
Probably that legal site you get all your other stuff to.
Satan?
If this was a movie and it was made now, like she'd grab it, jump out the window, and explode.
Right.
Well, she'd stab it.
They don't make good horror movies anymore. It's all shit.
Because people like Cheryl go, oh, I want to see it. I want to see it.
She doesn't kill it.
Please, her baby.
Is she going to kill him?
Then the bitch has got 2 minutes.
I don't know. I've seen this, but it was so long ago, I don't remember what happens.
La, 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 la.
Who said chinky? Ting Ting said chinky. Liva. Sing it, Deborah. You like singing. Jellicle cats, Jellicle world.
It wants me to watch Narcos next.
Oh, I saw that. That was a good gram. Mm-hmm. I watched it all in one day. It was so good.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, you liked it too?
Yeah. It's so violent, but there's no trigger warnings, man.
It's weird because, you know, I have family in Medellin, and I've been to, like,
really? That.
It looked really, like, familiar, yeah. But they weren't drug dealers that much.
Okay, that much.
Yeah,
okay, I'm so tired.
Oh, Her Highness is tired.
Even though normally we'd still have another hour to go.
Oh,
well, we don't care because Cheryl's a cunt. Cunt, cunt.
And how would you spell cunt?
She went to.
K-U-N-T.
Now let's discuss this movie.
Yeah. I thought it was really good.
Yes. I thought it was good, but I'm disappointed I didn't get to see that Satan and she didn't kill it.
But that's
I kind of see Troy's point, though, because it was a good movie, but in some ways it needs to be less good so that we can... Because like, I didn't feel like doing other stuff because I was too interested in the movie.
That was the good part. You never ruined it with fart sounds and other stuff.
Yeah, but Mandingo, we got to make calls and have some
nice but
things.
The point is this is a good one.
Yeah, it's nice. We can do good and bad. No. Now... What was I going to say, though? The Satan... Oh, yeah, my acid trip, I want to tell you. So in my acid trip, it was like I was in my friend's apartment, but it turned into Rosemary's Baby House because everybody in the apartment started coming after me like, ooh, they're the devil at the end.
When you did that, does it really make everything around you look like...
It changed everything into a complete hallucination. Absolutely.
Oh,
100.
Sounds like a horrible idea.
It depends on how much.
In your mind, do you know that you're on acid? And you know that it's. Or is it like you're in a dream and you have no idea what's going on?
I mean, you can't generalize too much because it. It depends on how much you take. And I took. Because it was the first time I took it, I didn't know what I was doing. I took a ridiculously high amount. So. Because, you know, I took one hit and it didn't work, I thought. But nobody told me you're supposed to wait like 2 hours. And then he took a second. Yeah, but what happens is my total world turned into a complete hallucination. Like, everything that I saw was not real. It's just, it's crazy. And it changes your perception of time is gone. Like, there's no more sense of time. It's awful. Yeah.
But were you conscious in the sense that you knew what was going on, like, internally, even though externally somebody would be like, oh, Madge is trolling.
No, well, sort of. I mean, I sort of knew, but more like it was more like, wow, I'm in a parallel universe, and I know there's this other place where I was, but I'm also in this other place. It's very weird. But the weirdest thing was, like, I would walk down the street, and there's all these demons following me, right? I'd walk down the street. At the end of the street, I'd be right at the beginning of the same street. So, because I had ran away and ended up.
Listen.
And I was calling all the black people the N-word in my underwear. In my underwear. Listen. You have to go! Then fucking go and you don't get money or shut the fuck up!
Okay, I'll just go to sleep. Keep going.
Okay.
Keep going.
I'm done. I'm done.
About to come. Keep going.
You're about to come. Come
on. What about your acid trip, Cheryl?
I've never done acid.
Of course not. Cheryl's too busy cleaning all the goddamn time.
Look at me. Busy as
okay, let's check donations. Now, first of all...
Where did I get all this energy?
First of all, we have to... What happened is with last week, remember we had those donations weren't showing up. Well, they did show up after the grump, but the problem is they still showed up at their original time, so it's hard to separate them out, so I have to...
That was on the 4th, I think.
I was on the fourth one.
Funny you know this, but you don't know other things.
Fucking you.
Who?
Cheryl.
Well, she's a dumb whore. Well, that's how dumb whores work. You obviously didn't study dumb whores. Dumb whoredom.
Debbie, you're a horrible person.
Yeah.
Cheryl, how many drugs did you take?
I don't know, but it really worked tonight.
You can't.
Little Valerie Root, some coffee.
Yeah.
So I think what we'll do is we'll just like do the, every other week a movie with the girls, and then we'll do boring phone calls as usual the other week. Or we can do calls during the movie if the movie sucks.
No, it ruins it.
I don't, you think it ruins it even during a shitty movie? No.
No,
well, when it's
some
like,
people like the movies, and what,
nobody likes fucking TV.
Last time, Phil was amazing.
Thanks. You mean during ours, when you weren't in it?
Yeah.
That's because you weren't in it. No offense. I know.
I'll just be quiet next time.
No, you don't have to be quiet. You could be nice to him and treat him like an equal, which he is.
I am nice to Phil Jean.
Don't call him fucking Jean.
He didn't even notice when
he
I did
it. He does notice, you fucking stupid bitch. See, this is the problem. You're a stupid bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're a dumb cunt.
Yeah, I'm a bitch who has to wear wigs because I'm bald. I know.
Yeah, you are. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my Lord, you said his name and it Scott quit.
You know what I loved in your movies with the girls you did with Debbie?
What's that?
There's all these points when she Skypes out so bad, you can't even tell what she's saying at all whatsoever.
But that wasn't my fault.
Yes, it was.
But
no,
man,
it was not. It was because your Comcast was messing up, remember?
Manch.
No.
But you didn't say anything or even notice how fucked up she sounded. It was like,
I didn't care. Why the fuck should I care?
It was so good.
Explain
she
to me
help
why
what
I
her Comcast does.
Don't blame my your fucking. We both have shitty internet. This is
I'm
America.
I'm on fucking Google Fiber.
This is the internet. I swear, America is like the third world for the internet. It just fucking sucks.
I've got a big internet. How dare you?
And then they advertise. Oh, it's so fucking fast. Yeah, but you only can download one movie, and then they charge you. Chicken N-word, yeah.
It's like ordering a 30-piece chicken meal from KFC, and then half of the shit gets lost. Oh, just lost packets. That's what we can do.
When was the last time we did a gram? Okay, the fourth. Okay, so we had pickle. Okay, so these are the old ones. Pickle for, oh, fuck. I got to give you the shitty version. Hold on. Yeah, $2.99 shrimp. Pickle gave us $1.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, but $1 even. Wow. And he gave us $6.99.
Hi.
And then we had Edith gave us $30. Okay.
Thank you, Edith.
So now we're going to move on to the fifth. Okay, on the fifth, we have Tristan B., $5.03.
Thank you.
Claire S., $9.41.
Thanks.
And remind me, we have to read notes this time because it's 2 weeks in a row now. Or maybe three. Jamie H., $4.50.
Thanks, Jamie.
Sean T., $9.99. It's $9.99. Sarah H., $9.40.
You're prettier than your sister, Sarah.
Anonymous, $8.44.
Love you.
Julio B, $19.12.
Love you, Julio. Hope Donna don't send you back.
Nick S, $20 even.
Thank you, Nick.
Ryan M, as an M word, $14.26.
Oh, Ryan Murphy. Thank you.
Okay, now let me just refresh to make sure there's no new ones. That's pretty decent donations for a movie with the girls.
Yeah.
Now.
Even without a new one from Vince,
Wait a second. We did get a new one from Vince.
Well, I don't see it.
Wait a second. Why did I not read that?
You can't.
Are you sure? I didn't say
correct.
Vince.
No, you didn't say Vince.
Unless you call him. Is he anonymous?
No.
Okay, well.
Why would he be anonymous once and not another time? I could have sworn he gave us money, but now we don't see it. Will you ask him in the chat room? I'm pretty sure he did. What's going on here? Ask him in the chat room.
My chat room's not working. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. It's hard. I know, Cheryl. It's hard. Chat rooms are hard to work.
It's not working.
She donated last week.
But not this week? Is that what he said?
That's what she's saying.
Who is she?
Vince.
Why are you calling him she?
She's trans. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say it was a private message.
She's trans.
Is oh, that she didn't.
God, why do you think so? Okay.
That's okay.
Well.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. My mistake. Okay, now we're going to read notes. Okay, now these are backwards, so starting at the end. Ryan M. writes, two $5 Phillips and a Marie calendar. That was 15. Nicholas S., since Penny Pal was being a cunt last time, you get two donations this time. You're welcome. Ting Ting. Love you, Poondeck. That's Ting Ting. Nick. Anonymous again. Pussy is his comment. Your mother would stink here in BC. Sarah H. This is for the epic call to tank.
Oh, God.
To tank.
Remember the retard?
The retard you got.
Oh, out. I didn't do that call. That's the reason I didn't remember.
Who did?
Heather.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Heather.
Heather's not here right now. Okay. She's not coming back.
Sean T. used the Starbucks app through 1020 to order your PSLs. Get double stars. Is that true? How did I not know that? I love my PSL. Okay. Let's see. Now we're back to last week's. Nick S. You know, when you watch Fox, I do sports, and ain't no one going to take my guns away. Yeah, hometown. Yawn, Cheryl. Love you, Ting Ting Cunny Ho.
Yes.
Anonymous, pussy. Pickle, this is my second donation to see if the first one could have worked. Nick S. Love Ewan's penis and puke hole.
Normal.
Buckhole.
Normal.
Rob, I know it's not enough for Cheryl, but my poverty continues and this is all... Wait a second, I thought he was a computer programmer. This is all I can tithe this week? Squish down, squish down.
For our church.
What does tithe mean?
That's when you give money to your church.
Never heard of it.
Tithing.
I'm Jewish. Okay.
Obviously.
Crab vagina. Why do I say crab vagina when it's wasabi? Mandingo is the comment. And then pickle, October 1st. Sorry for the low donation. It's not a pay week. Oh, you know, the only time people apologize is when they have money, but they don't want to give it to us. No offense, Rob. You've done wonderful things for the Grum, especially setting up this goddamn chat room. So never mind.
Yes, and a lot of other.
I hope I didn't miss anyone's thing. Let's see. Where I want to see what the chat room is saying, if they're begging us to do anything.
I told Mr. Well, you can read it. I don't know, you know. The thing is just this. Fruit products are very expensive. Very expensive. The computer I'm on right now... cost a little bit of money.
At one time.
What you're saying, I can speed this up because you're so slow. You're saying Vince Lane should buy us new computers.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a circle of life because Debbie bought the iPhone, which feeds Vince.
Because they got a 1 terabyte SSD.
What about your SSD?
16 gigabytes of RAM.
What kind of computer you got there? You have that thing with one port?
No, I got the 13-inch MacBook Pro.
I thought you still had the one you got a long time ago when we talked.
No.
Cheryl upgrades. She just doesn't tell anyone because she's
last year.
She doesn't want to be accused of
consuming. Consume.
My old computer died.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mine did too. Sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Cheryl, what kind of blown do you have? Is S5?
Yeah.
Why don't you? I want you to use Samsung Pay. Why don't you get a new one?
Why? I could just use Google Pay.
I want to know about Samsung Pay. They say it works with anything.
Consume.
Rachel Ray. Cheryl, Deborah sent me pictures during the week of Rachel Ray pottery or something. Didn't she?
Jesus. It's Simply Sarah.
It's the William Sonoma Rachel Ray line.
Oh, Simply Sarah.
I went into a simple Sarah K-hole today. Did you guys watch The Fanny? We have to at least.
Can we talk about how Matt Peters and Bradley said they were going to make a Simply Sarah cooking video like Bradley made? Did you see that mange?
No.
Well, that Bradley mange.
Bradley of the Greyhound?
No.
Bradley Trainer?
Friends with Madge.
Madge? I'm Madge.
The one that's friends with Pinot Noir.
Pickle.
She made a cooking video.
Pickle.
Where she made a frozen pizza.
I didn't see that. Did you see that?
Excuse me?
Where's the one? Okay, I need, what's her name? That Rachel Dozang to send me that link where they talk about fatties. It's so good. Where is that goddamn link where they talk about fatties?
Movies with the girls.
Send me that goddamn link where they talk about fatties, bitch.
What, Grum? With Simply Sarah?
That is the biggest fucking... Look at this.
What?
She gets that phone, Vince, I better get a pad. And I ain't talking about a maxi.
Look at this on the screen. This big ass... That's the biggest dildo I've ever seen.
Let me see.
And don't tell me it's not real. I don't like when people say that.
It's not real.
You see it?
Oh, no.
You don't see it. That's why it's not real. Because you don't see it. The prolapse.
I need a Valium.
Remember when we used to own that website, man?
Does Valium help with your anxiety?
You mean prolapse.sa? That one?
Yeah.
Where I found the Valium helps settle me down.
He's sitting on a Mac Pro.
Where is the goddamn link? Listen, where is that Rachel Dozal? Is she gone?
Oh, is it a dildo made by Apple?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bradley's video is very funny.
Where's that goddamn link with they talk about fatties? Dozal. Oh, my God. Do I have to look it up on the fucking Facebook?
Talking to myself and
vaginas.
Fill me up, Ronnie.
Sometimes I like to quit.
Madge, why is he sitting on the Mac Pro?
Who?
The man in the picture.
Oops.
And he's got such a nice body to ruin his ass. I'd hate to be behind him at the Greyhound bus.
I don't think it's right. No, I forgot.
I should call an Apple store and ask them how come the Red Edition Mac Pro looks like a Pro line.
Oh, there's a nice picture of Michael, what's his face? Isn't that Valbuena?
Seen your login.
Michael Valbuena showing his penis. This is breaking news.
We just saw a password, man.
I don't care. That is not a penis shot. What the fuck is this?
Madge!
What?
You showed a password.
So? This is a bullshit password. Don't worry about it. Now everybody can post as Trotsky. Good for you. Okay. Oh, Rachel, there's the video. Well, where's the link? Okay. Thank you. Okay, shut up. Hold on. Shut up. Shut up. I'm playing this amazing video.
Hurry up, I gotta go to sleep.
Fuck you. You don't have to do nothing tomorrow.
Rachel Dolson.
A panel of people and they all look dumpy and out of shape.
That's true.
And they don't seem to like that word dumpy, and they don't like the label of being out of shape. But
and I'm seeing
a panel of people all look dumpy and out of shape.
Did we even finish the donations?
Level and land.
No.
I didn't send them. Oops.
She never told you how much.
Working out of up there. It's planets.
Yeah, it's true.
It's just planets. Planet
that's
upon
true.
Planet.
That's
this
true.
Is possibly why
oh, no.
has been
no, 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 no.
In the
we're not playing this again.
That could be
planets. We're just looking at planet upon planet.
Oh, I can't handle it.
Planet.
Please don't say
and
it.
They're dumpy and out of shape. And, you know, I'm sorry that you don't like those terms. Help us say it more accurately.
You're
and
fat.
I hear the joke. I'm not out of shape. I'm round. Round is a shape.
That's a really gross joke.
That's an old joke.
This has to be fake.
It's not.
It's an excuse is what it is.
Yes. You're flabby and out of shape.
I can't handle it.
Shut up.
What now?
What now?
What do I know?
What's the tell-all, Cheryl?
I know that when physical presences have a problem, it seems to be commonplace.
That often
when we look into the non-physical dimensions associated with that level of physicality.
I'll take donations to the face, Vince.
That's true.
For example, here on Planet Crazy, there's a huge problem with people living in the lie.
That's true.
And the more
we pay attention
to
the
higher dimensions associated with Planet
Crazy. I don't see donations.
I cannot handle her saying that's true.
There's also
listen, a lot of people don't like your singing. But we do it anyway.
So a problem with
send me these videos. I'm going to edit the "That's True" out.
That
no, put it all together.
Okay, I don't see a donation from Vince.
What
did he say? He just donated.
What would make you think he donated?
He said,
"Oh my God, the donation! It's sentient."
You're talking about hardware. We didn't get that yet. We can't. I'm not splitting a Mac Pro with you, if that's what you mean.
The only thing I'm going to split is the Atom if you play this video again.
That's true.
Okay.
As above, so below.
That's
as
true.
Below, so above. And so if we have a lineup of planets who are flabby,
that's true.
Game theory
says that the non-physical associated with them is also dumpy, flabby, and out of shape.
Right.
That's true. Mm. Drawing the focus up.
Live streaming up. What now?
Bam, is there a tech and iron and I'm selling
Bam. Interdimensional communications right now and provide a collective restart right now.
That's true.
There seems to be
how come Mother never says that's true?
To hearing this.
That's true. I don't feel an openness about.
No, I don't feel any openness. Well,
what's the total,
you know,
Cheryl?
We can start right here.
Always so playing with their nipple land.
Issue.
$46.05.
Okay. Is that true?
That's true.
She when said we're in the one-up cycle
for
one-up, one-down, short-cycling incarnations, every roughly 3 to 6 hours, we change configuration.
That's true.
Either in the body or out
of the body. Wait, they're live right now?
Out of the body.
Yeah.
That's true.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, that's why I pause it.
All kinds of crazy errors.
Oh, never mind.
Only while in the body.
That's true.
This is the recent horrifying
discovery,
shocker, right?
That's true.
But we're making perhaps even more errors while out of the body.
That's
certainly
possible.
There are errors.
I got the show notes.
Not been worked
you do?
With to the
wait.
These errors
Debbie.
Have been worked with.
That's
in the
true. The show notes
and again,
the
what we've
round.
Been working with for the past
yes.
couple of days. But
all those are so good.
Well, her friend did. Let's not take too much credit. Deborah didn't do them. Her friend did, who's very talented, right?
They're very good.
Why does your friend choose to be anonymous? Why does he care?
Y'all are so nice.
Deborah texted me she was in the food truck yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I was.
She was in the food truck all day. And she wouldn't play a video with Barbara Streisand because she's afraid it would offend the food truck. Okay, what's the? Can you paste the show notes so I can put it in my notepad? For next,
put them in.
Are you gonna get album art too then?
Well, the album art's easy. Just moving with the girls, you know. We just.
Oh, you already did. Did you do it? Yeah, you did. Okay, cool. Very nice.
Yeah.
I want to read it by the computer. Cheryl, you can leave if you want. I don't care about you.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me on the Grum Girls.
Thanks. Bye. See you next week.
Get some.
Bye. Squish down.
Yeah.
MWTG 10,112,015. Tonight's creepy, crawly, hole tingling episode sees the three matrons of mayhem queuing up Rosemary's baby in honor of their favorite upcoming religious holiday, All Hallows Eve. The show opens with a verbal study on Rosemary from the Dick Van Dyke Show. Not too surprising, though. Two of the girls didn't quite get the connection, so Madge moves right into the main attraction. Memorable quotes. He's using Simply Sarah Bigware. She's gonna eat his ass out. Look at how he's sitting. And did you see her mammy nipples? It looks like piss. So frothy. The ladies of leisure wax poetic on the ancient culture of the time period. Triggered memories abound as the threesome rediscover items in the movie long forgotten from their own pasts. More memorable quotes. Panna's root. That's why vaginas have women attached to them. Donations. If he still wants to fuck her, something's wrong with him. Cheryl, did you ever have sex with Satan? My vagina. Is it okay? You know what? This is how Obama was born. But if she gets in the closet, where will Tom Cruise go? Over the live chat room's usual discontent with the movie choice, the girls continue with their typically poignant commentary. The movie takes us all farther down Satan's ruptured prolapse of a rabbit hole that is this work of art as we approach the twisted conclusion. Don't miss an iota of this first-rate, outstanding episode of Movies with the Girls, or your next pumpkin spice latte may be laced with a bit of Satan's own demon juice right from his steaming hooded tap.
That's lovely. Very talented.
Yeah, yes, it was good.
But thank you to Taylor, whatever it is, Lautman or whatever, who's been doing the show notes 3 weeks late, but you can still do more show notes if you want. Happy.
Yeah, they're so good.
It's great for the links so that people find search terms later. It's great for the SEO, you know? It's a smart.
Obviously.
All that ad money is just pulling.
And it does work.
Oh, it does. Yeah, because I have this thing, and it's like when I use his show notes, the SEO light turns green, you know? Like, because it's red if it sucks, your SEO. And when I put the show notes in, it turns green.
Obviously. Well, I had a wonderful time. Thanks again, everybody. Get saved.
I will save lots of money because I'm Jewish.
Yeah. And hopefully don't nag somebody like that ugly lady. Bye.
Bye, honey. Squish sound. Thank you.
Für mich. sterbte wie sie bei mir ein und alle Mädchen wären mein. Wenn alle Mädchen wären mein, so tauschte ich nach Zucker ein, die welche mir am liebsten wär, der gäb ich gleich den Zucker her. Und küsste sie zärtlich dran, wär sie mein Weib und ich ihr Mann. Seite ein, ich wiegte wie ein Kind sie ein.
Heda!
Was da?
Wer bist du?
Wer ich bin?
Ja?
Dumme Frage, ein Mensch wie du. Und wer bist du?
Ich bin ein Prinz.
Prinz?
Mein Vater ist Fürst.
Fürst?
Er herrscht über viele Länder und Menschen.
Länder und Menschen? Ja, gibt's denn außer diesen Bergen auch noch andere Länder und Menschen?
Viele Tausende!
Da ließ sich ein Geschäft mit meinen Vögeln machen.
Sag du mir, wo wir sind.
Na, hier.
Wovon lebst du?
Von Tausch.
Tausch?
Ich fange Vögel und dafür erhalte ich täglich Essen und Trinken von den drei Damen der sternflammenden Königin.
Von wem?
Von der sternflammenden Königin.
Vielleicht die mächtige Herrscherin der Nacht? Sag mir, Freund, hast du die schon gesehen?
Sehen, die sternflammende Königin sehen. Welcher Sterbliche kann die sehen?
Nun ist es klar, es ist die Königin der Nacht, von der mein Vater mir so oft erzählte. Und dieser Mann ist auch kein gewöhnlicher Mensch.
Wie der mich anblickt. Warum siehst du so verdächtig nach mir?
Weil ich zweifle, ob du ein Mensch bist.
Und wie war das?
Nach den Federn, die dich bedecken, halte ich dich
für... Doch für keine Vogel! Bleib zurück, sag ich, denn ich habe Riesenkraft.
Riesenkraft? Dann warst du wohl mein Retter, der diese giftige Schlange bekämpfte.
Ja, Schlange?
Ich möchte dir nur sagen, dass ich dir für diese tapfere Tat ewig dankbar sein werde.
Reden wir nicht mehr davon. Freuen wir uns, dass sie tot ist.
Aber alles in der Welt, Freund. Wie hast du dieses Ungeheuer besiegt? Du bist ja ohne Waffen.
Brauch keine.
Wie, du hast sie also...
Erdrosselt.
Papa Gregor!
Das geht mich an.
Wer sind diese Damen?
Das sind die Damen, die mir täglich meine Vögel abnehmen und mir dafür Wein, Zuckerbrot und süße Feigen bringen.
Sie sind vermutlich sehr schön.
Ich denke nicht.
Papageno!
Denn wenn sie schön wären, würden sie doch ihre Gesichter nicht bedecken.
Papageno!
Ich habe in meinem Leben nichts Reizenderes gesehen.